last time on Paint It Black. Fuck taking a bite out of
crime. We're coming in its mouth.
Yeah. All right, what's the gross one there, bud?
There's a Maryland woman who has diabetes.
Gross.
Wait, what?
Ew.
Florida.
And he killed a man named Mr. Happy. It's his imaginary friend.
Oh. You can go to jail for that?
What do you...
Confused.
Huge fans of doom metal. Listen to it for hours with the lights turned
what's
off.
Doom metal?
So I'm guessing death metal, but with more doom.
You thought American History X was funny. Wait, you'll see this.
Said nobody ever.
If you like Laugh Ride that was Schindler's List, you'll love Walking Up to Midnight.
Only this time, the good guys win. And what should Gummy do?
Blow people after midnight. Why is this confusing me? Her name is Gummy and she's a hooker.
What the fuck did you think she did after midnight?
I just want to say that I'm not the only canary in the cage.
Not a canary.
That's not a canary.
Chirp, chirp, chirp.
What's that guy? He's been for years trying to help kids with cancer. They ain't doing a funny thing.
Who?
Jimmy
J.J. Walker.
Jimmy J.J. Walker?
He's been trying to cure that... cancer with dynamite.
Yeah, it was Jerry Lewis has been trying for 50
years.
Kids
with cancer are not dynamite.
Jerry Lewis.
Welcome back to the Paint It Black podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host Pete Bird.
There are Muppets in the room, and I couldn't be happier about it. The whole intro, me and Brian were just like playing with these stupid puppets.
We said it last week, and fuck it, we're doing it, you know?
Yeah, the first thing I did after I listened to the show again, I was like, oh yeah, the Muppet thing, we gotta do the Muppets.
Buy some Muppets.
Yeah, they were cheaper than you think.
As if Brian needs an excuse to get on Amazon and buy pointless
puppets.
Shit.
His anyway. Accountant was none too happy, though.
Well, your Muppet budget's way over this one.
Brian, you can't write this off.
Plus, the Muppets are owned by Disney. They're going to have a huge problem if you throw that on YouTube.
Yeah, big time.
Put a mustache on them and call it a day, you know?
Like why are you doing Muppets with Hitler mustaches?
Yeah, this is... lost that thread. Yeah. Anyway, I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Yeah.
There's Lou.
Hey.
We got Jillian joining us.
Hello.
And our first ever international guest from across the pond, we got Dave.
Hello.
How's it going?
Very well.
Really? So, I heard it wasn't that good.
Over here in Britain, well, you know, we've got a few little problems at the moment, but if you watch the news.
I don't.
What's wrong with little Charlotte? Is there something wrong with the baby? That's all that matters now. That's all that matters in Britain. That's all I understand.
About
Tell me about it. Every single time I go in the lunchroom at work, it's all over the news. You check out the Daily Mail, it's all over the news. Try listening to the radio, it's all over the news. It's everywhere.
So people over there give as much of a shit as people over here, and that you can't escape this.
So the prince or princess is like is kind of equivalent to like Blue Ivy and or the East-West
yeah.
kid.
In the States, we have Beyoncé having a kid.
Mm-hmm.
At least they're royalty.
Kardashian.
And Kim
yeah.
Kardashian.
At least they're royalty. They can go trace their, you know, lineage back all the way to, I don't know, a long, long time, I guess, at least 1,000 years.
Well, not the Duchess
Kanye
of Cambridge.
West and Kim Kardashian, they're like recent famous.
Yeah.
Kardashians, oh, they make me want to claw my eyes out. They're all over the news as well.
Oh, you got to suffer with them too.
Hey, so why do we catch so much flack from like foreign people about our news? Like,
well, we're the ones who created Kardashians.
No, the internet did.
Your news is almost always funny, unless it's like an absolute disaster, of course, of which it's never funny, absolutely never. But
not right away.
We have no gears in between 1 and 6, man. It's just either like laughable stuff or like 9/11.
It's true.
I was reading about it the other day. Like, it was actually awesome reading my local news for a change. Apparently, everyone who was shopping on my old town's local high street got chased away by angry bees. I'm not even kidding. The police had to come down and evacuate everyone. Apparently there was this bee's nest outside the jewelers and someone disturbed it and all the bees came out and started attacking everyone.
You know what this is? International bee news.
Yeah. It's bizarre.
I love bee news. It's my favorite thing.
How many people's lives were interrupted by these bees?
Oh, they had to shut the entire high street. Apparently it was a massive disaster. I'm just ashamed that I missed it.
How big was the nest? Jesus.
I don't know. Apparently these bees were vicious.
Man, I can only imagine there was some dude with a bee costume on going, dance, puppets, dance!
the beekeeper.
I just love reading the statement from the jeweler. Like, he's a high-end jeweler in a place where like nobody has any money, so he never makes anything, really. And he's putting in the news, like, oh, I've lost about £100,000 today. Oh, it's a disaster.
He's the one who unleashed the bees.
Right. He probably is.
Like,
yeah.
Eat it, poor people.
Right. Notice me. All right, so let's try and think up some questions for Dave for British
right.
knowledge.
I got one right off the bat. Football or soccer? What
is that a question?
What do you guys call it?
Oh, we call it football. I guess what you call soccer. No, hang on, that's a confusing question. What you call soccer, we call football.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, but you have to add the word proper before it so everyone knows what you're talking about, because usually if you say football, at least around these parts.
I'm a proper footballer, yeah. You know.
That's just when talking to Americans.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Oh, I'm with you. Yeah, no, that is proper football in that case. If you're talking to people from Australia, they seem to get it confused as well.
What do they call it?
Rugby. No, they do the same as you do. They call it soccer.
Luke's got an entirely different sport. Luke's like, rugby. That's a different thing, Luke.
All right, so how far a drive is it to Crokenshire, England?
Crokenshire, England?
Yeah. Where the gnomes live.
Well, I think I could reach in about a day.
All
right. Only because I know the shortcuts. I go there often, you see.
Quick drive through a meadow and through the forest.
Through the Shire?
There. Yeah.
Who's your favorite Bond?
Who's my favorite Bond?
Yeah, you got Craig,
Connery,
Moore.
Almost want to say Daniel Craig just because he's most recent and British, but or at least he's kind of British. But no, I'm going to go with Sean Connery. He's the best.
Good call.
Yeah, he's the only one that can slap a woman 4 or 5 times and she's trying to tell him not to have sex with her. And then she's like, all right, whatever.
A woman needs a slap, I'll give it to her.
Just beating sense into her. Yeah.
Are you talking about the movies or real life?
In real life.
A little bit of both.
He gave an interview once where he said, it's okay to hit a woman.
Yeah.
To get out of line.
Yeah.
Just use the back of your hand.
All right.
Or a phone book.
Did anyone object to it? Just like, yeah, okay, well, Sean Connery says it's all right, so I'm going to go try that out.
He's a national treasure, damn it. So, British Hulk, little nuisance or the biggest nuisance?
I'd say he's the biggest nuisance.
Yeah. But he's terribly polite, right?
Yeah.
He is very, very polite. He's terribly polite.
Yeah. Going into more comic book news, do you guys even like Captain Britain?
We try to pretend he doesn't exist.
That's everyone is.
It's a national shame.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Everybody makes mistakes. Unfortunately, my country makes a lot of them, but, you know.
Favorite Beatles album?
Favorite Beatles album?
Yeah.
I actually don't know my name. I do know the songs, though, because I play them on my guitar a lot.
Favorite Beatles song? Favorite Beatle, something.
No, I have
Ringo.
Favorite Spice Girl.
Ugh. Favorite Spice Girl.
Posh
Spice.
There you go. Mm. We have something in common.
Well, she annoys me that much, it entertains me.
Cool.
Well, as our British representative, thank you for the Beatles and for James Bond and for
the Spice Girls,
The Who, and Lord of the Rings. Thank you for that stuff.
You're very, very welcome.
I have one last question. Is there anything that's like super popular in pop culture in England that is just we don't even know about over here?
Like Pink Panther or something.
Well, yeah, that's a little bit popular than we all know that, Blue. I'm talking about like something we don't know about.
And maybe something we can expect in 10 months that'll come over here that won't be able to get rid of for 10 years.
I don't know. I can think of a trend that might not be happening out there that I'm sure will come that way. It's this thing now where you don't say entire words, or you don't spell entire words. If you write messages, you don't spell the entire word. So babe becomes bae.
We got that.
Yeah, I think you got that from us. To be honest with you.
You've been infected. It's a disease.
I think basically everything terrible going
it's
on over there is our fault.
Yeah.
From what I'm learning, they have Kardashians and annoying like text messages.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
very horrific.
I have one more question. Any good British like curse words that we're just not aware of?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know if you guys use tosspot, but tosspot is a particularly good one.
I like that.
What does it mean?
I don't know, it's just offensive, but I think it's to insinuate creating an act upon yourself, but I couldn't be sure. I've never been one.
I thought it was good. I thought you were like calling someone like a pussy or a Nancy or something like that, like with Tosspot.
I like Tosspot.
Yeah.
We're going
to
bring that.
We love watching some of your stuff on YouTube, listening to people running in America. It's quite entertaining for us.
I do want to say, we're bringing Tosspot to the popular culture.
It's you brought it over. If it gets popular here, just know that you started it, boo.
Thanks. I love that word, Tosspot.
We good on questions? Anything else?
I think we're good.
You want to do some news?
Does the sun ever set in the British Empire?
Yes, now it does.
All right, let's go.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, from the invisible airways of the Planet Black Studios, here is the news.
The news. We already got some B news, so I'm already in a good mood.
What's the buzz?
All right, first story is about the United States's... U.S.'s bit.
You remember what country you're
from,
right?
America!
It's right. About America's oldest man and his secrets to living. He's 110 years old. His name is Mark Behrens. 110, lives in Nebraska. And he says that his habit of drinking one beer every day at 3 p.m. is why he's been living so long.
Nice. Yeah.
Just one, or does he go through like a 12-pack?
No, just one.
Blatant justification, if I've ever heard it.
Yeah, he starts the daytime drinking at 3. It goes into 12, where he promptly passes out after a bunch of pizza.
If this is any indication, Brian will live to be a million.
Yeah, I'm immortal, babe.
It entirely depends. What if it's only one beer per day? What if more than one beer at any point ruins the whole cycle?
Then we have a problem here. Then we're dealing with cirrhosis.
Then I'll die early, whatever.
Yeah, last week we were just certain you were going to perish in like 10 years.
Yeah, right. Today, all of a sudden these art degrees are turning to PhDs over here. Tell me.
It's a whole new day, though. Who knows what's going to happen?
And he doesn't even drink good beer. He drinks Miller Brand.
Talking to me?
Oh, I'm saying this guy.
He's reading the story.
Brian only drinks the finest of ales.
No, I'm not. Talking about our old friend here.
Mark Behrens.
Yes.
Yeah.
He enjoys the high life and a long life.
Well, that's not too
The
shabby.
Champagne and beers.
Mm-hmm. No.
That's their motto.
It's got the same color.
In that it's kind of bland.
Yeah.
And overrated. All right. That's a boring one. Let's do this one. Now we get to the embarrassing stuff when talking to somebody not within our country. These are the embarrassing stories. In Georgia, a middle school teacher was arrested on Tuesday.
Georgia, this country, or Georgia?
Georgia.
He's accused of letting kids have sex with one another in his math classroom storage closet.
Jesus Christ, how old are they?
Once you're done
middle school.
Once you're done the pop quiz, go ahead and have it off in the closet.
He would let these kids basically reserve the space.
Okay.
So
reserve the space.
Yep.
Just sign in and sign out.
This mother.
I like a logbook for this.
You gotta take the pass.
Yeah. Oh, dude, don't want to touch that.
It's a dildo with a key.
Oh no.
The mother of one of these kids was the whistleblower and figured it all out after this guy was getting like creepily too close to her son.
Even
like,
if you
wanted to take pictures with him at prom and stuff.
Even if you were the whistleblower, I would not want to be called the whistleblower. Just be like, concerned parent, please.
The snitch.
Yeah. It's too hard. It's too close to snitch for me. I don't like that.
Do you have snitches in England? Do you call them snitches?
No, there's no such thing as snitches for a very good reason.
I would have thought that's where tattletale would have come from. It just seems like a British phrase, tattletale.
I think I always thought that was an American one, but I guess they do say that here. But they tend to call each other grasses here. You're a grass.
What is it?
Grass?
A grass, yeah.
I like it. Huh. Somebody's a grass to send the hooligans after them, right?
You don't want a grass, that guy used to say from EastEnders.
This guy was my hero until, like, I knew he was doing creepy shit.
Of course he was doing creepy shit. He was probably filming the
kids. I thought
you were
talking about the snitch.
No. The dude who's letting kids bang.
He's more than likely filming them or has still photography going on.
You were down when he was letting like 12 and 13 year olds have sex in a closet?
Imagine like if you were that old and you wanted to hook up and you had the opportunity.
I wasn't getting laid at 12.
Oh. 12, 13 yeah, was like
that's
like
the thing that was the last thing on my mind. Time. The first thing on my mind was probably something like, "Oh, what video game should I play today?"
Yeah, I was way more into Legend of Zelda.
But they said prom.
Oh,
like, it's like middle school,
like
prom.
An eighth grade prom.
Oh, we don't have that around my area.
Well, we had that in my school.
Well, of course they did.
They're called quinceañeras.
It was a cotillion.
You don't have a cotillion until you're about 17.
When is the dowager's ball?
Right. Oh, gosh. Oh, gee, golly, gosh.
She's turning 13. Let's go to the racetrack and wear our big hats.
That doesn't even make sense.
Oh, debutante like is almost marrying age.
It's like the...
The derby?
The derby.
Oh, no.
That has nothing to do with the debutante ball.
No, but you're just... Coming of age party. Let's race some horses with our big hats.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
It's a rich people thing.
Oh, gotcha. There's that. That's what I was missing. Mm-hmm.
It's also a poor people thing.
That poor people hit straw horses and candy comes out.
No.
Rich people run them to death.
Poor people take their
and give them to each other as presents.
Yeah.
Poor people take their poor children to the racetrack, and it depends on whether their birthday's going to be good or not where that horse hits.
I was going to say whether or not they get breakfast next week.
You want to see the epitome of rich people stuff? Look up dressage.
What's a dressage?
Oh, yes.
It's horse dancing. It's where rich people sit upon dancing horses.
Mitt Romney's wife does
Mitt
that.
Mitt Romney has a dressage
She's
horse.
An Olympian at it.
That's an Olympic event.
Yes.
It's when people make fun of curling, I go, no, curling requires some, like...
Boring.
Some skill. It's a little boring to watch. But check out dressage if you want the ultimate bullshit sport.
Mm. I can get more into the Olympics if they cut all the events out that, like, originally were at the original Olympics. And they just started adding wacky stuff, like, you know, like base jumping or some dumb shit.
That's the X Games, though.
Yeah, we have that.
We have that.
Paintball.
Paintball. Now we're talking. Mm.
Oh. Yeah, but basically the Olympics is boring as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for, like, the hockey and...
You're talking Winter Olympics.
I'm just... In general.
In general.
Like, hockey is, like, the only cool part about any of that.
You don't like any of the other stuff? Like, they got boxing. They got...
It's Olympic boxing, though. It's all about points. It's fucking boring. It's not like people are knocking each other out.
You're right.
So it's more like fisticuffs, like 1920s.
I'm actually racking my brain to think, like, what's
crew.
A good...
I like
crew. Olympic sport.
The most exciting part is when they show the medals, and you're like, oh, it's China, Japan, and Russia.
Oh, the medal count. That's our sport.
Boom.
What's I blame the Olympics for not only being boring, but making, like, swimmers relevant.
I don't know. I mean, it's really boring watching people swim.
Really boring.
I couldn't even get really that into it. Like, Michael Phelps, American, best swimmer of all time, winning every gold medal. It's like, I don't even care, man.
But he's still swimming.
Yeah. Get him a jet ski and maybe
jet
jump off.
Jet ski joust. I'll watch that.
I would just take literal, duels. You just walk 10 spaces, you turn around and fire. I could watch that.
You pretty much want, like,
blood
the
sport.
Fucking yeah, the gladiator games to come
Some
back.
Some type of man-on-man a fight to the death. That would be cool.
Okay, until
racing,
you said
racing, but right. Base jump racing.
First one to the bottom.
Like it's called the bond. You fucking jump, base jump, pull your fucking parachute, you fly into a car that's already pre-raced.
Well, if movies are any indication, the English have that one, because he just pulls that ripcord, the big Union Jack parachute pops out.
Oh, that is awesome. Every one of us has got one of them.
I like to think so.
Issued at birth.
I like to think that every Asian person can shoot a fireball.
And they can fly.
And can fly.
Yes. Yeah.
And when they get mad, their hair turns yellow and
that's
pointy.
That's Japanese. It's regional.
It was actually this whole big thing a while ago where the police would come and tell you to take your flag down if you showed the England flag during the World Cup a few years back. There was this whole racism thing.
Really?
You mean the St. George one?
I don't know how you guys could be so racist against the Scottish and the Irish when you could throw a stone and hit their country.
Hmm. Well, that is another question, isn't it? I mean, there's this whole thing for independence that they won, which I really don't understand. What difference does it make? I'm confused.
That's some old school beef right there.
That really is. And then there's the whole Ireland thing where we only own some of Ireland. How do you own some of something? It doesn't make any sense. It means we took some. That's what it means.
Yeah. Hey. To the Puerto Ricans.
We took it all, and then we gave some of it back.
So you should have followed what America did with Mexico. We took Mexico, and we were like, oh, my God. this place full of Mexicans. We gave most of it back.
We're going to keep Texas. California. We're going to keep California and Texas. Yeah. You can have the rest.
You can have Mexico. We'll take California.
We're going to keep New Mexico.
So there must be something awesome in like in the part of Ireland you guys got, and you just gave Northern them like, the black
part. Where they brewed Guinness.
Yeah. It's where, all the... it's where they have Guinness and like all the celebrities come from, like U2 and all that shit.
We kept Bono's homeland.
Yeah.
It's where all the gold
is. There is a very definitive accent difference, apparently. I suppose that's how you know which ones to look out for, not that I know which ones are bad ones.
Really? So there's a differential in Irish accents? Mm-hmm. That drastic?
Apparently there is. Apparently it really is, like, as soon as the accent changes, the tension changes. Entirely. One side of the country hates the other, apparently. Damn. It's very confusing.
Ireland's fucked up.
Weird.
Scotland has a really drastic accent change as well. If you go from Glasgow to Edinburgh, they sound entirely different. And if you call them the wrong kind of accent, they get well angry, and they're already angry enough. You don't need to encourage that.
I have pretended my whole life to understand that I know why the IRA is all pissed off in Britain. I'm just like, oh, clearly, yeah, it's a terrorist. Well, you know, I know. No clue.
And I only know the one Scottish accent, which is what I call the Scrooge McDuck.
The Connery.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole religious.
We don't like the South.
Yeah.
We're not like too fun in the South, and we make fun of their twangs all day.
The Canadians get it pretty bad too.
Well, they're super nice, so who cares if we make fun of them?
I know.
You could actually watch some of them police shows that are based up in Scotland sort of area, because I would really hate to be a cop right there. You've got these like hordes of children just throwing bricks at their police vans, and they're just sitting in them because they've got like a grill protecting the windscreen. But they're just sat there just watching like a horde of children throw bricks at them. You know, not really much you can do about that if you're in that situation, is there?
How often do the kids get their heads busted open?
Yeah.
I'm guessing not very often, unless they're aiming.
They get the poop put to them.
Because here we tend to shoot first, ask questions later, and we don't even ask questions, just make excuses.
Oh, wait, do your cops have guns over there?
They don't.
No, well, they do at the moment up in London because of all the terrorist threats and all of that stuff. Mm. But, I've been reading the news all about your coppers and shooting people they shouldn't be shooting. And, oh, some of them are pretty bad.
It's been,
Oh, it's terrible.
It's been a thing lately.
I mean, like, yeah. Are you white?
Yes, he's a white guy.
Oh, God. Hey, when you assume, you make an ass out yourself.
My friend Charlie's British and he's black. It's the most confusing thing ever.
I'm delighted by the, like... He's about to say something fucked up, so he goes, are you white?
I was going to say, then you'd be fine in those areas with those cops. They mostly don't like them. Lou, on the other hand, a little too dark for their line.
I don't know, but I think your cops even looked at me.
No, they'd be fine with you until you started talking, and then they'd be like, different!
I think they're afraid to have an international incident on their hands.
Yeah. We were walking through New York, and then my wife was like, hey, Dave, look, there's a policeman. And I'm already a little bit scared of crowds as it is, so I'm a bit jumpy. And I look around, I'm like, oh, yeah, look, lovely, a man with a gun. And she starts trying to grab him, like, come on, let him take a photo. He looks really, really angry as well with his sunglasses on.
Yeah, man, our cops aren't like those guards over at Buckingham Palace, man. They'll probably end up tasering you.
Yeah.
There's no taser photos with the cops here.
What do you say we do another news story?
Let's go.
All right, we got a teacher in Alabama who...
It's like an oxymoron.
No, you're not.
What are you really doing?
The earth is 5,000 years old, and fire is from God.
Right? You're a babysitter. Shut up. You're not a teacher.
Well, she got in some hot water for a Facebook comment where, all right, this is something that can only happen in Alabama, speaking of the South.
Sounds like it's about to get raises.
There was a senior prank where a bunch of seniors. Now, I'm trying to figure this out. They took a chicken feeder and sprayed chicken shit all over the ground.
Eat shit?
No, chicken feeder.
A chicken feeder spreads. It's a thing that spreads chicken feed. Like, you ever see like one of those little fertilizer things that sprays it?
Nah, man, I'm not hick, man. I don't know what you're talking about. I've been to a farm.
It's not a farm thing. The chicken shit is... They coated the roads around the school with a mixture made from chicken excrement. There.
So they blasted the roads, not the actual building.
The parking lot, the
did
sidewalk.
Did they get painting the town red a little wrong or something?
Yes. They painted it brown.
They painted it shit.
So, well, it would have been more white, I think, rather than brown.
Oh, that's right. It is bird shit. So this woman, Cindy Stevens, got on Facebook and she started freaking out. She said, my morning was spent sweeping that crap off the sidewalk to the band room. Now my nose is running off of my face and I'm suffering an allergy attack. We know who did it, and my sincerest hope is that you become someone's bitch in jail.
Oh, that's fighting talk.
It's like a roundabout way of saying she wishes that guy gets raped.
Yeah. Yes. That's exactly
You know what? Let me see what that butt's about.
So, because she's a teacher, she is now in very deep trouble.
She got tenure, though, right?
I don't know. Doesn't say.
They have that down there?
I was about to ask the same thing.
I'm trying to find what her punishment was. But she had to delete her Facebook. So,
The terror. She had so many friends.
And the kids are getting a slap on the wrist, essentially.
Oh, yeah?
The kids who did it. So she's in trouble. People up in arms. You don't...
Yeah, so much for that rape. Her wish is never going to come true.
I don't think that that's a wish you should wish for, man. Like, I hope you get raped.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. Pretty harsh. Especially for a woman.
Just for a dude.
Well.
Prison raped, especially.
Yeah. I mean, not to sound insensitive, but girls, I mean, they be getting raped a lot. Like
they get raped a lot more, so yeah. I think it's more of a...
It's like in there, like oh, I got to watch out for her, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Guys. I don't wake up in the morning and go, hope I don't get raped today.
Yeah, I got to carry this mace.
We're actually going to have to do that. We've got a local rapist who keeps on grabbing the women up by the shopping center, but we're trying to work this out right. The police always say, oh, we need information. Did anyone see this? It happened in a car park.
His name was Jack. Right,
there's about 20 car parks at the city center, and they surround the entire thing. Why are there no cameras? Why? Yeah.
His name was Jack T. Raper.
Jack the Raper.
Oh, one of them was a real sad story. He was raping people on the Redway. So people are going out for the jog along what used to be a train track. It's now just a walkway. It's supposed to be a safe place for people to get around without going near the cars, and there's this little dude jogging around raping them, apparently.
Dave, I just want to say, the abandoned railroad is never a good place to jog.
No.
That's usually where you get killed, right, by drugs or hide bodies.
And they sort of like surrounded them with like gardening allotments that people tend, and they're just nicely paved roads now. They've still got like the big pole thing you used to have with the indicators at the top of the trains, so that's about it.
Now, the only place they have to jog is the abandoned asylum.
I'm going to go jog at this abandoned amusement park.
The Indian cemetery is where you can do some laughs.
Yeah. For some reason, the music in the theme park is still going, but it's super slow.
Well, no, like, these Redways are supposed to be where you're supposed to bike. You're not actually supposed to be on the footpath or on the road. You're supposed to use these. So, like, everyone who was going up there on a bike as well were at risk of the jogging rapist.
Well, speaking of the roads in England, I got a story about that.
Oh, yeah.
So, apparently... You guys over there have set up along, let's see, in London, Birmingham, Manchester, separate alleyways on the streets for ducks.
Explain that, Dave.
Do not get me started on the ducks. I hate ducks.
You guys are a bunch of cracks out there.
I have a literal fear of ducks, and to make it worse, I were next to a lake. There was one way outside the door a while ago. I couldn't get out. I had to sit there for ages.
Then this is your hell, because you got specific...
Yeah, I am thoroughly against this. This is wrong, and I will put a stop to it. I will have my story heard in court.
It's part of the Share the Space, Drop Your Pace campaign, which encourages awareness among people to slow down and share the road. And now they are... How did the ducks know to stay in the lane?
Yeah, I was going to say, did they stick to
this? This is a terrible plan, and it's so typically British because it's a terrible plan. No one should have done that.
The ducks are notoriously British. They're very polite. They're like, oh, it's like, after you, this is your lane.
I'm getting a whole different story from Dave. These are hooligan ducks causing
they
trouble.
They are horrible things. Horrible, I tell you. Do not trust them.
Don't trust the ducks. Don't trust the British ducks.
See you for a while, governor. How you doing?
Now, they are definitively British. They tip their head at you and everything. Like, good day, sir.
Oh, man.
Oh, that one.
They're a bit vicious as well. You go too close to them, they'll have a finger.
Damn.
And they're just wandering the streets like that.
All our birds are fighting birds. And you can't fight back against the sport. It's actually a crime.
Well, you know, you got to get some of those Asian cranes out there to regulate.
Right.
Yeah, well, we do. We need some kind of policing on the bird streets. It's just not good, man.
Bird law is bonkers out
there. Bird law is insane.
Bird law, that just makes me think of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That's
I'm trying to figure out which one.
Bird law.
All right, let's do this one. Who remembers Bone Thugs and Harmony?
Bum, 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 bum.
You at the crossroads.
Duggish, ruggish,
or
bum.
Also, the first of the month was my favorite.
I don't know that one. Oh. I am white.
Mm. It's our national anthem in the community. It's the first of the month.
It's about rent check day. It's about something they just overlook a lot.
Well,
no,
lazy bum.
Your welfare check comes in the first of the month.
Wow.
Well, a man now owes his life to Lazy Bone.
Singer of all from, the bones.
Of all the bones.
He, in fact, did.
The lazy one.
He, in fact, did see them at the crossroad, and he gave him directions back.
No, he actually saved. Oddly enough, it was on a crossroads.
Of course it was.
This guy was having it's a Wyoming man who was having a diabetic seizure.
And if you were in Wyoming, and you were in trouble, and then out of nowhere, Lazy Bone came to help you, I would die of shock.
That's actually part of the story, is that the guy was, like, in a daze. They thought he was drunk. He was in, I guess, driving, and he was all messed up, and then Lazy Bones runs up, and he's not recognizing faces, and he goes, "Do you remember Bone Thugs in Harmony?" And the guy was like, "Really?"
He had a
snapped him right out of it. And then, for some reason, Lazy Bones had, like, chocolate.
His name is Lazy Bone, not Lazy Bones.
Lazy Bones. For some reason, Lazy Bone had apples and oranges and chocolate and fed it to the man. And it got his blood sugar back on track.
Because he was selling it at the corner on the highway.
Probably was.
At the crossroads.
At the crossroads. He sounds like a fucking superhero.
He's a superhero.
He's a ghetto superhero.
If you need,
he's a ghetto superstar.
If you need a light snack.
That is what you
want. Lazy Bone is there.
Right.
Lazy Bone chocolate fruit snacks. That's going to be his new thing.
Chocolate fruit snacks sounds disgusting.
No, like a fruit bar. Like a fruit bar with chocolate. All the time.
Do you think he spoke to the guy really, really fast?
How you doing? What's wrong with you? What's your problem, sir? What?
He rapped it.
If any of us had any rap skill, that would have been a delightful bit.
Yeah.
Now it's just gonna get cut.
This show.
This show brought to you by the whitest people you know.
All right. Let's see. Let's do this one. A story about some eyeballs. We got a couple eyeball stories. Let's do the good one first.
That's my thing.
There's a good one and a bad one.
All right, here we go.
I'm going to tell you before we do the bad.
The second one's with Pime.
First one is that a Canadian optometrist, Dr. Garth Webb, claims to have produced bionic lenses that will help us see three times better than 20/20 vision.
Yeah, I really want that sound effect. Thank
you. Every time you look at something. No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
I could really do with that.
Mm-hmm.
Better with squinting for things.
You wear glasses, right?
I wear glasses, yeah.
Yeah, so you could benefit from this. Have supervision. You go from glasses to X-ray vision, just like that.
Hey, let me ask you this.
Quite the turnaround.
In Britain, would they just be wearing one?
A monocle?
To get rid of the monocle, or...?
And do you also refer to them as spectacles?
Oh, that's a good
depends,
question.
Depends. Well, yes, we do call them spectacles because they are spectacles. But
look at that superiority right there. There it is. That's
if
what
we had mean. One, that depends if you're rich. If you're rich, you have one.
Nice.
If I was rich, I'd have like seven. Like seven lenses.
You need the gold chain as well.
Yes, yes.
And then when you get shocked, it drops into your
wood.
Champagne glass.
My word.
And you got to have your cigar and your top hat, your tail on your coat.
And
good
day,
sir.
You tell people all the time that they cannot pass go, and they do not collect $200.
Yeah, exactly. He is the man, you know. He is the absolute statue of what a British man should be. We look up to him.
Mr. Monopoly?
The Monopoly guy?
Of all the people.
Mr. Monopoly, yeah.
Uncle Pennybags.
Isn't he American, though?
Americans are technically from Britain all along, so...
Yeah, wow. We're the best and the brightest. You sent us all over here to start the party.
He did. He's got a point.
Well, actually, I think you kind of abandoned this country because you thought that our ideas were terrible, and now we've got David Cameron, so I can't really object.
You want us to pay how much for tea and beer?
Your
fuck
tea tax
you.
Was too harsh, man.
Yeah.
It was too harsh.
Fuck you.
Look, it was a long time ago, but you need to know.
That tea thing wasn't cool. When I got that beer on the flight, well, just before the flight, to come back to the UK, when I looked at the bill afterwards, I was like, what the hell did I buy? It was $7.50 twice. What was it? It cost more than the burger. Then I looked, and it was the pint. That was it, and it was a terrible pint. It was a bad pint. Should talk to someone there.
If you would have talked to those gritty revolutionary people in 1776 and told them that in 250 years later that their ancestors would be paying a 40-something percent income tax, they would have let the British just chill.
Yeah, so it would have been fine with imperialism.
You know what? These British people aren't too bad. You know?
But anyway, back to the robot eyes. I want predator vision. That's
heat sensor?
Yes.
That would be the most disorientating world to ever live in.
Will the people you're looking at get the three dots? Or
yes, every time.
You know you're going to get people to just be like, you're one ugly motherfucker.
I can't. Mid just make that clicky predator noise. Right.
Terminator vision.
I would want 8-bit vision.
8-bit vision.
What's that?
Like,
I would do anything for like 16-bit vision, I think. I don't want the graphics to be too low.
All right, Sega.
Right. Nothing below a SNES.
Right. You're thinking too low, man. You're at Atari. He's at like Super Nintendo.
I want N64 vision. Everything's cheap polygons.
I want cute Korean art vision. That's what I want.
I read about this place that's supposed to be opening here in the UK. It's like a video game arcade. Apparently, literally, like, you put on this big headset thing and you walk around this building, and depending what game you want to play, it makes the whole building look different. And it's all like virtual reality. You've got guns, you've got to reload your guns.
I want
aliens
to go to there now.
It's so good.
It sounds like the fucking Danger Room.
No, yeah! Yeah, it does! It's the holodeck.
Is it run by a bald guy in a chair? Like
basically the holodeck. That's what I thought.
Cerebro.
All right, let's do the final news story. This is a gross one, Jillian. It also takes place in England, so we're tying this all together.
Yeah.
Hey.
There's a woman named Jessica Greeny, and she was washing her face in some tap water, and she wears contact lenses. Mm-hmm. Some of this tap water, which I don't know what you guys got in the water over
oh,
there.
Oh, God, no.
But got caught between her eye and the lens, thus creating a perfect breeding ground for eye parasites.
That's why you take your lenses every night, you dumb bitch.
Yeah. The parasites burrowed into her eye. It blew up to the size of a golf ball, and she decided to go to the doctor, understandably.
No, it's got to work itself out.
Now, here's the awful part. For me, anyway. I mean, if that's not awful enough. Mm-hmm. She has to put in an intensive treatment of eye drops every 10 minutes. Damn. 24 hours a day. That means no sleeping. She can't eat.
Oh, yeah, no, I read about this. Oh, that sounds horrible.
So how long she has to do this for?
She's better now, but she still has to do, like, the eye has gone back to normal. But she still has to put these drops in, 22 a day. So it's better than every 10 minutes in perpetuity.
How did she not go insane for that first week of not really sleeping?
I'm reading this quote from her. She basically says that it feels like Chinese water torture, being awake for that long, having water dripped in your eye constantly. And all she goes on to talk about is how she watched 50 Shades of Grey. It's a stupid quote.
Weird.
Because she lost her fucking mind.
She lost her mind, but she kept having to shut her laptop because she didn't want the nurses to think she was watching porn.
We would forgive her. She should have known that.
That's gross.
Yeah. I mean, at least, honey, be thankful that your eye was good enough that you still see 50 Shades of Grey while you're going through the treatment.
It actually could have been way worse. This is a parasite that could kill you.
Yeah.
Like, it actually, this saved her life.
You're drinking this. You're drinking this, everyone. Or at least in England. Yeah. You're drinking it.
That's true. It's in the water.
Thank you for the reminder there.
Buy some bottled water, stat.
Boil your
own. To be British, as they say, I'm changing my mind a little bit.
And that's the news. That's all we got for that.
All right.
So what do you say we switch gears, play a game?
All right. Let's play Balderdash.
Time to put your kids in your pants now. We're about to play Balderdash
now.
Try and have some laughs.
Have some laughs.
Let's sing it one more time.
All right.
Time to put your kids
in the past now.
We're about to play Balderdash.
Balderdash now.
Try and have some laughs.
Have some laughs.
And now it's time to start all again.
What do you think of that, Dave?
Technically, I think Britain has to drink over there because he probably wasn't saluting at the end there. Probably on principle.
Disembodied voices don't count.
All right, do you know how this game is played? I'm going to read a series of categories, and you just give the best answer. Make it funny.
I'll do my best.
We're going to start with Lou. You'll go last, Dave, so you kind of see how this goes. We're going to start with a definition of a word.
Sure.
Lou, what is sex foil?
Sex foil. Sex foil is the prototype to the condom.
It proved to be a little rough on the lady.
It didn't work initially because the friction made it so hot you'd burn your dick.
Just picture tinfoil. Somebody wrapping their dick in tinfoil. Like, nothing's getting through this.
Like, it looked great, but it didn't work out at all.
Robo dick.
Right. So they eventually just dropped it. It was like, fuck it, let's use rubber.
I love that. Mm. Jillian.
Sex Foil is a 1972 punk band that has such classic hits as Stern Rap Will Do Just Fine, Two Condoms Don't Make a Right. Wow. And my personal favorite, Lambskin Flag.
Lamb. Like, they were on tour with the Pistols, right?
Exactly. They opened for
them. Brian, Sex Foil.
Sex Foil, Dave could actually attest to this. It's, a Brit- it's the British word for being a cock block. It's like, oh, you're a sex foil.
Sounds more Swedish than British.
I just love that. Like, somebody, though, cock blocks you. Like, ah, foiled again.
Oh, sex foiler.
You've been sex foiled.
That's like a reality show, like Punk'd.
Yeah.
Just go to
actually, I never think that ever happens again, though. Not that it ever should. Better not. And if it does, I bet it's you.
You know, Liam, you're a goddamn sex foil.
You toss pot?
We're making it a thing. Yes, yes.
All right, Dave. What is a sex foil?
A sex foil? Well, I was thinking foiling plots myself, but actually, no. What it is, it's a special invention that my friend came up with where you can foil anyone's attempted sex at any point you choose. So, like, if you go to a party and your friend is about to get it on and you don't want him to, it's like a device that can go into a woman's brain and make her immediately change her mind and...
Called Ruhifnar.
It's the opposite of roofies.
It makes her super alert and very much aware of the consequences of her actions.
Oh, but
immediately.
You British and your doomsday weapons.
Completely undoes beer goggles.
Yeah, it's the anti-beer goggle.
This seems like a steampunk device.
Yeah. It was like, damn, you look like Daniel Craig at first. Now you're more of like a Rick Moranis.
Yeah. You turned into Danny DeVito real quick.
You just look like Craig now, bro.
I thought you looked like Peter Gabriel of yesteryears, but no, you look like Peter Gabriel now, so no.
Peter Gabriel now. I've never heard Peter Gabriel as the sexy guy icon.
Yeah.
He was my thing as a child.
Peter Gabriel.
Weird.
Yeah.
You wanna get sledgehammered?
Anyway. I won't say yes, I did, because I was five at the time.
I'll make
so.
You steam.
I would have done anything to have a sex foil when I used to go out with my friend that was in the army back in the day, because he could always find ladies. Not me.
Fat. All you had to do was be a sex foil to him, and then you've been fine.
Yeah.
No, all you had to do was...
He wasn't even old enough to drink. He just had an army license, and we have the date backwards like you guys do all the time. We have it on our army license backwards, so it said he was like 6 months older than he was.
Oh,
all right. So he's showing all these ladies this ID, saying he's 18. The barman all think he's great because he's 18. I have to sit in the garden because I can't be seeing someone who's 17. And I try talking to ladies, like one of them, literally, she just turned around and... laughed at me. I was like, oh, that was just painful. That was that. Why?
Damn, those bitches are mean.
But you know what? You're married now, and they're probably, you know, shriveled up old, you know, spinster. So, guess who came out on top?
Yeah, I won.
Yeah.
I won.
Yeah.
Wow, this is a great answers all around for the first round. So, this is a really tough one to pick.
Yeah, I loved all of them.
I think. I'm going to go point for Lou on that one, because that one is my favorite visual of all of them.
The prototype.
Just a guy wrapping his dick in tinfoil.
It's very unpleasant.
The correct answer, or the actual answer, is a plantar flower with six leaves. So you're all a little off base.
Oh. I don't believe you.
It's so boring. That's such a boring answer.
Some dummy made that definition up for that word?
Right.
Some scientist teetering. I'm calling it sex foil.
That guy's not funny at all.
Shut up, science bitch.
All right, next question. Jillian, you start this round. Okay. Who is George Blaisdell?
George Blaisdell. He is an avant-garde artist who specializes in canvas and in actual clothing. And how do I put this delicately? The medium that he works in is organic and comes from a very special part of his body.
He's a jism.
Yes, there
he's
you go.
One of them jizz painters.
He just blazes all over the canvas and blazes all over your haute couture dress, and it's considered art.
He's the Bill Clinton of artists.
I was just going to say that.
There you go.
All right, Brian. George Blaisdell.
George Blaisdell runs a Blaisdell.
Blaisdell
runs a growery in El Cedar, California.
And what's special about it?
What
El Cedar, California?
Yeah, it's a real small town.
I like how specific you got there.
Yeah, I mean, he's a pothead, man. Obviously.
He's a blazer.
Yeah, blaze. He blazes.
All right, Dave. We're gonna go to you. Who is George Blaisdell?
He was, this goes back many years, but recently it was discovered that he is actually a very important member of the Mafia, and he has recently been outed, and he is now on the run from his Mafia friends because we set him up and told him that he told us everything when he didn't tell us anything.
Wait, the gay Mafia? Mm-hmm.
Not the gay Mafia,
Mario
the real
Canson
Mafia.
And friends.
That's the Velvet Mafia. That's a different I like that.
So basically, he's angry and he's cursing the world at the moment, running away from other angry mobsters because we told a fib.
Did the Italians stop screening for non-Italians? What's this Blaisdell guy about?
Was this the is this the plot of Lilyhammer, I think?
Right.
All right, Lou, to you. Who is George Blaisdell?
Goddamn, George Blaisdell. George Blaisdell was the first guy to make those jackets popular.
Blazers?
What jackets? Blazers?
Until then, you couldn't get rid of those fucking things. But he looked dynamite. Goddamn George Blaisdell.
Oh, man, that's another good one. I gotta go Lou again.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That was really good.
Lou's on fire today. It was on fire.
Before Lou, who was winning though on that one?
That was Dave.
Oh, okay.
It was a close second. All right, this is the tough one. Oh, and Dave, if you need to like pass to think, just say pass.
Yeah.
All right.
What do the initials APDA stand for? That's APDA. Brian, we're gonna start with you.
Oh, what was the last letter again?
A. APDA.
It's a company called All Professional Dick Accessories.
Oh.
A bunch of dykes run it, and it's like strap-ons and like corkscrew dildos and all types of crazy shit.
It's a sex toy factory?
Sex toy factory.
Specifically for lesbians.
They don't want like, you know, like gay-friendly people using them. It's not for them. All right, it's kind of like FUBU, but for like
FUBU, but
yeah.
For lesbians.
Yeah.
What was it called? All
Professional Dick and Hands Accessories.
Accessories. Yeah. Lou, we're going to jump to you.
Let's see. This is where you go to get the most fucked up thing for your bachelor parties. The American Party Donkey Association.
It's the union for donkey parties.
If you need someplace outside of Mexico to get like a donkey show going,
Yo, Dave, are you allowed to have donkey shows over across the pond over there? Because we're not.
Do they have donkeys?
Define donkey show.
It's a
this must be an American thing.
Yeah. Okay. I would go so far as to say it probably originated in Mexico.
No, it originated in the mid '80s with a movie called Bachelor Party. At least in America it did. It's where you hire a woman and she brings a donkey and she fucks said donkey and does debaucherous things to it.
Mm-hmm. She fellates this animal.
She also takes it from
Why would anybody want to see this?
It's fucking fucked up, man. It's like yo, you were at the bachelor party? Yeah, we saw that lady fuck a donkey. Quick, like, moment of silence. Like,
yeah.
It was like awesome.
It's like a bucket list thing. Some people want to see the Eiffel Tower. Some people want to see this. It's just something to see before you die, you know?
I'm still kind of in love with the fact that they're unionized.
Yeah. They need dental and medical benefits after they get fucked by that donkey.
We need a donkey show. Contact the APDA. Local 43. Jillian, to you, APDA.
Anonymous Penis Dick Addicts.
Penis Dick. What?
It's because penises and dicks are very. Like, I'm glad we.
Penis is too broad.
No, yeah. Okay. I like. See, there's a difference between penises and dicks. I won't go into in this podcast, but there is.
Dicks want
and
penises.
You're addicted to both. Just like the people who are addicted to cocks can come to this meeting, but there is a different meeting for you on Wednesdays at St. Barnabas' Church.
Hey, this doesn't look like the Wang Addict Association.
You'll have to go to Little China for that one.
I thought this was Hanging Dong-onomics.
You pulled it together at the end there, Jill.
Upper West Side for that one.
All right, Dave, you got anything, or should we move on?
AP. No, yeah. I do.
It's all right.
That I think most women actually suffer from is assertive passive directional anger. It's when they very clearly display to you that they're angry without actually displaying to anybody else that they're angry. But you know you're going to get it later.
I'm going
to
say that could actually be it.
That might actually be the answer. Yeah. That's goddamn impressive, and every girl I've ever dated suffers from APDA.
You get that look. That's how you know they're suffering from it. You've got to be really careful if you see that look.
Brian's been tiptoeing around it for the past 24 hours. I can't get the look off my face. I can't get the look off my face. I don't know what's wrong. I just have the look on my face.
Jill's a bitch.
As I've been holding our baby through this entire podcast.
It's a dog.
It's our dog.
It's our baby. It's
my Jillian's dog. A little delusional at this point.
It's my dog.
Your dog.
Well, I'm saying, like, it's your baby. It's my dog.
Now, I should say also George Blaisdell. We breezed over him. He invented the Zippo.
Oh.
The lighter. That's almost a cool last name to have to invent the Zippo.
Yeah. Right.
I should have read that. That's why I want to read it. Mm-hmm. And, Brian, I'm surprised you're not part of the APDA. Mm-hmm. It's the American Power Drinkers Association.
Oh, sign me up.
As far as points.
Start at 12.
I like that Dave went a different direction on that one. I'm going to give Dave that point.
Nice.
That was clever.
All right, what's up?
Okay, next up. Dave, we're starting with you this round. Keep in mind you can pass if you want. What is the plot of the film Blobbermouth?
Blobbermouth is about a man who has a problem. Actually, no, it's about a woman, right? This is loosely based on my wife's recent tonsillectomy. Blobbermouth isn't able to talk properly. It just comes out as blah, 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 blah. So basically, Blobbermouth has to find a way to communicate other than that. So he's walking around with a whiteboard solving crime.
The sad tale of Blobbermouth. Now that we got the classy British answer, commence porn parody names. Go, Lou.
None. I'm actually going to go different.
Are you?
Because I use porn too often. Blobbermouth is what they're going to call
Nazi.
The movie.
To his other go-to.
The movie about me where I just snitch on everybody.
He did it!
John did it! We don't have any leads. Call Blobbermouth.
This is historic. Lou admits it.
Yeah.
He finally admits it.
What would he wear?
On myself.
He's got to have an outfit.
He wears a tiny little stoolie cap.
Yeah. And I have a megaphone at all times. I snitch on people who didn't even do it.
Just because you were hating.
Right.
You didn't like all the money they were making.
Exactly.
Do you remember that old Simpsons song that I didn't do it? Da, 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 da,
yeah.
It wasn't me. Da, da, da.
All right, Jillian, you're up. What is the film Blobbermouth about?
Blobbermouth is a story of Senator Blobbermouth from Nebraska. He's a brass man. Now, ironically, his name is Blobbermouth, yet this is the dirtiest politician that has ever sat in the Senate. Ever. And this is a documentary about a day in the life of Senator Blobbermouth.
Senator Blobbermouth of Nebraska.
Of Brasky, yes.
Good answer. Brian?
Blobbermouth was the title for the never filmed Dick Tracy 2. It was his villain in that. And they never made it because Dick Tracy's kind of fucking boring guy. So
I like Dick Tracy.
You're never going to catch me, Dick.
We'll see about that, Blobbermouth.
Right. I'll catch you yet, Blobbermouth.
Clubfoot, I don't know, fucking Unibrow, the whole gang was there.
You mock it when Dick Tracy does it, but you love it when they did it on Pete and Pete.
Yes.
Well, Pete and Pete, come on, that's awesome.
Open face.
Dick Tracy, come on.
Okay, fair enough. Right.
Points. The cop with the bright yellow jacket.
No one will know it's me. Doing detective work.
Dick. Why are you dressed like a dick?
Hence the name.
Oh, that was a good round.
Yeah, his name is like Bill Tracy. He's just got
Bernard.
Because he wouldn't drop the yellow overcoat.
His bumblebee overcoat.
His partner, asshole Duggins. Lou, what was your answer again?
Snitch.
Snitch. That's the one.
Lou, just carrying
Lou
it.
Is...
Yep. Killing it.
Sometimes I'm just a terrible week. Sometimes I'm on
He's
point.
In the zone.
He's on fire.
He's in the zone today. And he starts this next round. Mm. So, law question.
Yep.
In Winnipeg, Manitoba, you are not allowed to loiter in...
I don't know. The hockey rink, eh?
The hockey rink.
Okay. This is Canada, right?
Yeah, it's Canada.
Eh? Oh, sorry, I shouldn't be loitering here.
Yeah, you're not allowed to loiter.
Sorry.
Oh, I didn't realize I was loitering.
Gordy, we're not allowed to loiter here.
We're loitering? How do we know we're loitering?
You're not allowed to loiter, but if they catch you, apology. They'll let you off the hook.
Didn't mean to do it, buddy.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry.
You'll almost never get in trouble for it.
To give you all another second to think, Blobbermouth was actually a remake of a horror flick, The Blob. Starring Steve McQueen as a struggling stand-up comic.
Oh, I don't like that.
He doesn't even have a funny bone in.
I don't like my Steve McQueen like that.
You're like, jump this car, Steve. Come on.
Here's an Indian motorcycle, Steve. What do you want to do with it?
Yeah, here's a fucking muscle car. Drive it.
All right, back to the game. Jillian, in Winnipeg, Manitoba, you are not allowed to loiter in...
Beauty parlors. Yeah, we don't want you standing there getting your jollies off watching these ladies underneath their dryers and whatnot.
Sir. Talking about like Asian beauty parlors?
No,
like,
I mean...
Go now!
No, loiter!
I mean, just having a regular dude come into a woman's beauty parlor just stand there just staring at us. It just seems like something that would be illegal and that would be the place to realize, we gotta stop this. This is a problem, eh?
I love that it's Ken. Gordy, we're not allowed to look at these ladies anymore.
We're not?
It's loitering.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know we were loitering.
All right, Brian. Winnipeg, Manitoba. Not allowed to loiter in...
The wake of a Sasquatch. too many deaths.
That's just a safety concern.
You gotta run, man.
He's trying to take our beef jerky.
Fucking, stop trying to mess with him. All right.
Yeah, I want
to
mess with
Sasquatch. Just gonna maul you. He doesn't even like jack-o'-links.
He's an old Birdo, man.
Yeah.
Isn't that Harry from Harry and the Hendersons? No, he's totally dead.
No time to look. We can't loiter around this motherfucker, right?
Gotta be on Squatch Watch.
Squatch Watch. That was a thinker. I don't know. That one hit me late.
Papa Squatch.
That was definitely not my destined career. I think I should have got into that.
Squatch Watch?
Yeah.
You're talking to the girl that for 2 years was convinced that mermaids existed.
Those were in her 30s.
Yes, I was an adult, not a child.
Apparently, they have disproved the Loch Ness Monster sightings as sightings of otters. I read that the other day.
Really? Otters?
Apparently so.
That's anticlimactic.
I thought it was just some dude's hand.
That was a lot.
Upside down toe, boy, but was the other one I heard.
So big scary monster is actually adorable sea mammal.
Apparently so, yeah.
That's a bummer.
I always pictured Nessie as adorable and
but big and lizardy.
We have a portrait of cute Nessie.
Big and like happy.
Yeah, we have a portrait.
No, lizards don't not happy.
But it looked like a plesiosaur.
He's like Denver the dinosaur.
He's my friend and a whole lot more.
He's got that shirt that was basically like the Saved by the Bell logo.
He go to the max.
All right, Dave, we're going to you. In Winnipeg, Manitoba, you are not allowed to loiter in...
In old person retirement villages, because it confuses them. They just don't know what's going on when they see young people around for too long.
I don't like the look of them teenagers.
I was going to say, because it's too depressing. You loitered it too long, like 3 or 4 people die. It's just it's a downer.
You get wrapped into a bingo game.
I would think, like...
It'd be dangerous for them. It confuses them that much. They'll be walking in the walls. They won't know when to sleep. They'll just drop.
They've been infected by the youth.
Thank you, son. Can I tell you about the Kaiser? Like, yeah, sure.
Have a hard candy.
I think they keep thinking you're their nephew or grandson.
No, I was thinking that before when you said,
Jimmy,
like,
is that you?
Yeah,
it is.
Or the opposite.
It's my birthday today, Grandpa. What do you got?
You're back from the war?
No, I actually did work at one point for this old person's retirement village for people with senile dementia because, you know, I'm a lovely bloke like that. Anyway, I was the brand new tea boy every day, every single day.
That is a purely British position, by the way.
Oh, yeah. The tea boy.
I want to say that that position is totally different in this country.
Yeah.
If you're the tea boy here, it's really gay.
By the way, the same thing for boarding schools. Head boy does not exist in American boarding schools. It means something completely different here.
What's the head boy?
Head boy means you're first in school. Like, you have grades on. So that in America, head boy means something different.
Good old labia throat.
Yeah. I'm head boy at my primary school. Oh, don't say
we
that.
We do not have head boys.
Stop it right now. We
at
do
boarding
not have
schools?
Head boys.
At boarding schools? You don't have head boys anymore.
The
you
queen
got
banished them long ago.
Good.
We've never had them. We've had teachers' pets. Those are people that always do what the teachers say and always grass on everyone.
No, you've had head boys. Grass. Don't lie.
I like that you're shattering Jillian's illusions.
It's not shattering. It's been documented.
Time out.
They had head boys at Hogwarts. I know that.
No, shut up. Oh, today? Ew, yeah. Gross. Mm-hmm. Worse.
You're not seeing those films about how hard it is in UK schools. Well, they try to make it look that way, at least. They're all ghetto, and all the kids are suffering in school.
Yeah. I've seen Attack the Block.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
That is actually a really good movie.
All right, I got to give out 2 points for this one.
Okay.
One for funniest answer, and one of you actually got it right.
Wow.
Jesus.
Lou, it is illegal to loiter in the waiting room of a skating rink.
Whoa!
Yes!
So even though you didn't get the funniest one that time, you get a point.
Wow.
Nice.
It's continuing this spree. And I got to give Brian the funny point because I love the squatch answer.
Yeah.
You got to watch out for those things.
End squatch of card. What?
Oh, let me just intervene. We recently started asking other podcasters to come up with a new song for us.
For Balderdash or
for Balderdash.
Nice.
Would have been nice to mention the beginning of the round there.
No, it's all right. And we got a couple of submissions already.
Oh, you want to test them out?
No. We're gonna make a big event out of
it. Big event. Okay.
A bunch of different people submitting stuff.
Well, I want to hear them off air.
You know, if you're a podcaster, if you're just a listener, you can join in. We'll work up some kind of prize, a T-shirt or something.
Yeah, we have shirts. Mm-hmm. So what do they do? Email us, paintitblackcomics@gmail.com or Twitter
us. Yeah, email us, Twitter us, @PIBcomics. Facebook. I'm all over that shit, so.
Yeah, so open submissions. I
doesn't,
love this.
Doesn't have to be long, can be short, can be mouth music. I don't give a fuck. Just do whatever you gotta do. It could be singing over a MIDI.
Wait, you know? I feel like a portion of that was actually Lou's Adam Grinder. It can be long, it can be short, it can be mouth music. Fuck.
It's dual purpose.
It's like the best dick Luke could have is mouth music.
Exactly.
It's not just a blowjob. That's mouth music.
That's why they call me Blobbermouth.
Blobbermouth himself.
All right.
I think Jillian is up. What is the definition of the word Cecil?
Cecil?
S-E-S-S-L-E.
Cecil is I do believe that's an herb. It's an herb.
The delicious
I'm not being
Cecil
funny.
Herb?
Yeah, I believe Cecil is an herb. I'm just going to go with that. Let's go with the herb answer.
Herb from Jillian. Brian, what is a Cecil?
A Cecil is another, in fact, a British word, and Dave can attest to this. And it's the last one was for being a cock block. This one's for helping a dude out. Oh. It's because it originates from this guy, Cecil.
Don't always be a sex foil, be a Cecil.
Yes. It always helped. He always helped his friends get laid. And he was legendary. It was like a huge thing there. He was popular. He was in the Sun every day. The Sun is a British tabloid. And
it's like the Post.
He's just like, yo, you want to get laid, hang out with Cecil. And that is
embarrassing.
Yes. Yes.
Dave, were you a Cecil?
No, he wanted to be a sex spoil.
I'm a sex spoil.
Yeah, but I mean, his friend got laid, so he was a Cecil.
No, right? He wants to be a Cecil.
His friend had another friend that was a Cecil.
His friend's army ID was his Cecil.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Chicks dig a man in uniform, or you could have a Cecil.
All right, Dave, to you. What is a Cecil?
Well, a Cecil's that posh twat.
The posh
what?
Say it again.
No, the guy with the cufflinks and the buck teeth that thinks he's better than everyone.
Oh. You know?
Goddamn Cecil.
I thought her name was Cecily.
Well, he's a Cecil a lot.
Cecily is where my ancestors are from, Jill.
No. That's Cecilia.
All right, Lou, what is a Cecil?
Oh, man. A Cecil is when you get a corn nugget in a in a turd.
Work through it.
When you find a corn nugget in a big turd, that's a Cecil.
That's a Cecil?
It's like, ooh, I've got like five Cecils. When's the last time I had corn?
It's a measurement of the healthiness of your poo. No Cecils. I need to start eating my vegetables.
I got to call a doctor, man. I ate corn and there's no Cecils in it. I am digesting it. It is weird.
Doctor, there is zero Cecils.
I had far too many Cecils. I was, you know, counting them. Ooh, Cecil.
It looked like a corn on the cob.
Man, you got some Cecils in your pants, kid? You smell like shit.
If you're dropping corns on the cob, I would really reconsider your life.
You're not digesting.
Right. Just a full cob.
The correct answer is to change seats very often, as at a concert or sporting event. And as much as I love your answer, Lou, and on fire you are, that posh twat instantly wins, yeah, and Dave gets twat. That point.
You can't compete with twat.
It's the perfect combination of words for me.
Right. Twat. Twat makes the world go round.
Twat, not twat. Twat, you're a twat.
Twat.
Yeah,
all right, who starts this round? That's Brian, right?
She started, yeah, so.
All right, who is Antonio Buzzacchino?
Buzzacchino, that's the name of that bee that Antonio Banderas voices.
the Nasonex bee?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, Antonio Buzzacchino?
Yeah, he's like, you have allergies? I am Antonio Buzzacchino. Take this pill. Keep this up.
Dave? Who is Antonio Buzzacchino?
Antonio Buzzacchino is the evil mastermind behind the Newport Pagnell High Street bee attack.
Oh, that's the winner.
Brought it around.
That's
very
the
nice.
Winner. Oh, there's no way we're going to beat that.
You've beat my Antonio Banderas bee.
No!
Antonio Buzzacchino, a.k.a. the beekeeper.
Still at large. He could come to America. He doesn't like you any more than us.
So he's going to hit Madison Avenue? Damn it!
With his bee attack.
Right.
Watch your honey.
He's in the papers listed as Antonio T. Buzzacchino.
He doesn't know conversion rates, though, so it might be quite easy to pay his ransom.
Whoa, how many dollars do I get for a quid? What the fuck?
It's a half pence.
You know, I read the other day, apparently our version of a million used to be different. I did not know that. Apparently yours was a thousand something, and ours is just a million.
Or the other way around, where ours is a million, and yours is like a lot of millions.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, your money is worth more right now, so yeah. So ours is thousands to your...
No, I mean the actual, like, the way we... The meaning of the word was different. Like, for us, it's one and then nine zeros. But I read, apparently in America at one point, it was one and 12 zeros.
No, that's a billionaire.
I'm okay with that because that means I'm a lot closer to a billionaire.
It's changed in like the 1800s, apparently, but it used to be 1,000 million was a no, 1,000 million was a billion. That was it in America.
It took us a bit to figure out numbers.
I just imagine the changes that people had to make to daily life when suddenly they just changed the whole counting system.
You know, mean I'm not a millionaire anymore?
Wait, but now you're a multi-millionaire.
Oh,
I'm more and more confused. Let's move on.
I'm going to go buy a monocle to top her.
Lou,
yeah.
Who is Antonio Buzzacchino?
Antonio Buzzacchino is the, hands down, most annoying mobster ever. To the point where they're like...
Get the papers. Get
Antonio,
the papers.
Buzz off already, you fuck. Like, get the fuck out of here.
I picture him much like Brian's roommate. Here.
He's like this tiny little
What are you
mobster.
Guys doing?
This tiny little mobster with this high-pitched voice. What are you going to do now, boys? Get the fuck out of here, Buzzacchino.
Buzz off, Buzzacchino.
They kept sending him out on missions hoping he'd get just full of holes. Antonio's back.
God
fuck.
Damn it.
Fuck. He killed the entire triad.
But he's really stupid good at his job.
Right.
He's like super annoying, but they're best hitman.
What do you want me to do now, boss? Can we hang up, boss? Let's hang up, boss. No.
He's a great hitman, but he's like all thumbs around the garage or whatever. He's just like dumping drinks over and
just completely killing him by accident. Like slippery hands, Buzzacchino just couldn't hold on to the fucking Tommy gun and fucking triad's gone. The entire IRA
he
mowed the, down.
He with his Tommy gun, he shoots the word "buzz" into a wall.
You know
it
he's
Buzzacchino.
Whoops! pussy.
Yeah. And his calling card is awesome. It's a bee's nest.
Right. Jillian? Antonio Bozzettino.
Complete opposite. Antonio Bozzettino is the most awesome lover that any woman on Long Island will ever encounter. The only thing is, no matter what, he will try to buzz down your bush. And if your bush has already been buzzed down, he will buzz off your hair.
Great man.
He's got a thing. It's his foreplay.
He's the great pubic hair buzzer?
No, not just pubic hair. If your pubic hair has already been waxed, he will buzz something else. And that might be your actual hair.
It's like American Psycho with clippers.
Actually, yeah. I want to ask one more question now to Dave. What's the Across the Pond's thoughts on pussy hair over there? Is
good question.
Like you like full bushes, just like, are you in the landing strip? That was the '90s for us. We're pretty much just full, like bare bush at this point.
12-year-olds.
We're pretty much, we like it empty down there. We don't like a lot of mess in the way.
I think that's just civilized.
Universal.
Like, universal. Yeah,
that's how things should be.
That's where the world is in 2015. Jillian, thoughts?
I have a proposal to the pharmaceutical industry. So, children, girls, are bare down there until about 12, 13. Why not just give us an injection or pill that will prevent us from growing hair down there, but everything else still happens?
You said children, and Lou's face went, no,
I'm listening.
That was pretty much mine as well. I was just like, no, I'm just not getting involved in that one.
I'm saying that when you're giving us the vaccine for HPV, you also give us something that prevents us from growing hair down there.
Well, then that's
and
just...
if you could be so kind as also do the leg area, that'd be fantastic.
You think somebody would have thought of that one already by now, actually, wouldn't you? Like, trying to stop leg hair ever growing in the first place.
Nah, there's way more money in the growing hair market, man. How many bald motherfuckers there are, man.
It's true. Oh,
yeah. Plus, and having girls wax and laser.
Be
part
of business. Kids, I know it was going to be a good Christmas this year, but someone just invented a cover-up for like hair on people's legs. I'm going out of business.
The Gillette family is like, fuck.
Oh, dear. Wilkinson Swords. Yeah. Bye-bye.
No more leg hair and beards are in? Shit.
I think the Gillette family just heard my little suggestion. Like, we got to kill this bitch. She knows too
There's
much.
There's a bounty on your head now.
All good answers once again. Antonio Bozzettino was actually the inventor of the perm.
Oh.
Not the relaxer, like the perm.
Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah, like he wasn't black, because Bozzettino does not sound black.
Bozzettino is either like a kooky nickname for a Happy Days guy, or some Hispanic dude.
They call him the Buzz.
I'm just going to say that a lot of Sicilians got with black people.
Well, you all know where I'm going with this point, though.
No.
The supervillain Anthony Bozzettino is too rich to pass up. I just want to say, good answers all around.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I thought you had it.
The Nasonex B was very strong.
There's a lot of good shit out there.
All right, tough round. Initials round. What do the initials APCS stand for? I'll give you all a minute.
We all need a minute.
I got it.
He's got one.
Brian.
Wow.
Teacher's pet head boy.
It's the knockoff company and rival to the other one. It's the all professional cock simulators. And they have, like, just, like, I don't know, icky Rosie O'Donnell knuckles. It's terrible.
Wait a minute. All professional cock simulators giving Rosie O'Donnell knuckles?
She's a dude. And it's for lesbians.
I thought it was this is in the same business.
Yeah. I said the rival.
But I thought cock simulators would be super realistic cocks.
Just, there's a simulator.
Oh, so taking the place of one.
Yes, yes, yes. And I just wanted to use the word Rosie O'Donnell knuckles. I just felt that was funny to me. Yeah, but of course they have your dongs and your schlongs, obviously. And then for your more hardcore lesbos, it's a full-on Rosie O'Donnell fist, which is like, it's like Sasquatch paws. They're pretty big.
All right, we're going to go in reverse.
She can palm a basketball.
Buzzing in.
Jillian?
Buzz.
APCS.
American Pissoir Cock Society. This is the American Society for people with exceptional pissoirs and cocks.
Pussoir?
I don't like saying pussy.
You have a really pretty dick, guy.
I don't like saying P-U-S-S-Y. I'm uncomfortable.
You just said it like 20 seconds ago.
Yeah, once. I can get out once within like an hour. Unless I'm angry at you, then I can call you a pussoir all day.
Don't be a tosspot. Just say pussy.
Pussy. Oh, so aggressive.
There you go.
Ugh.
Pissoir.
Better, right?
Fancy.
Pissoir. Yeah, pissoir.
But you already know.
Lou? Got anything?
Not quite yet.
Queefs.
Dave, did you come up with anything?
I've got Anonymous Perverted Crime Stopper. It's like James Bond, the guy that saves the world but still nails chicks and disappears without a trace.
I love it.
It's good. Bravo.
Anonymous Perverted Crime Stopper.
And he never fits the bill. Someone else always fits the bill.
And he's...
I like that he's anonymous, but he's willing to say he's perverted.
Yeah. If anybody could stop Antonio Buzzacchino, it's him.
No one could need as many ladies as James Bond has. I mean, how many has he had in all of his different renditions now, or renditions?
And you know he doesn't wear a rubber, so he has a bunch of kids out there.
That was an SNL bit where James Bond has to call all his former lovers to tell him tell them he has chlamydia.
Exactly. He could have children as well. Think about it. Even Indiana Jones turned out to have a child, and he was going that way until fate put a stop to it.
That's true.
Let's not mention that shitty movie.
Let's not collectively forget Mutt Williams.
The Crystal Skull? Come on. Stop it.
Our friend was raped in what country was it again?
Are you doing a South Park joke?
Yeah, remember South Park? Oh. My friend was raped.
My friend was raped over the summer.
Because Brian just gave you a curious look of like, who's raped?
No, my friends are all raped as of now.
Lou, got anything?
No, nothing worthwhile. Let's just...
You gonna take a pass on this?
Yeah.
All right, gonna give Dave that point.
Hey,
these lesbian companies got shot down twice by Pete.
It wasn't that funny the first time.
The biasness.
It actually stands for the American Pencil Collector Society.
Even lamer.
Who the fuck collects those?
I did.
Nerd.
Crush dreams.
I was a nerd.
I collect pencils.
We used to break them.
And erasers.
I've got a special pocket just reserved for him.
God, remember
that? You collected pencils. They cost what? $1 each? I collect guitars.
That's a...
I was captain of the cheerleading squad, so you want to have this off?
Until they found out that you collected pencils. You were promptly ejected.
Wait, made it a thing.
Is this serious? You guys collected pencils? What the fuck's wrong with you two?
I did.
She did.
Oh. Have you not been paying attention? Did.
She doesn't represent us.
All right, let's go on to the next round. I believe Lou starts.
Okay.
What is the plot of the film Mummy's Boys? That's Mummy's Boys.
Mummy's Boys was a bunch of old-ass men who, for some reason, were still breastfeeding. It was gross.
It's a disgusting movie.
It is fucking gnarly.
Gross.
Yeah. Mummy's Boys.
Jillian?
Saggy-ass fucking...
Oh, sorry.
We get the mental picture. I'm really disgusted by this one.
Stop. Lou, you're disturbing my dog. It's
I just
really
love
disturbing.
The looks around the room. We're just like, ew.
Well, Coco's disturbed.
Pete is trying to just wipe the vision out of his eyes.
That's in there for a while. Jillian? Mummy's Boys.
Mummy's Boys is the new show being pitched on Bravo and at E! At the same time about an aristocratic family from Egypt that descend from, you know, the pharaohs, and they're called Mummy's Boys because, you know, their mom's wrapped up in a tomb right now. Mummy's Boys.
Brian? Mummy's Boys?
It is a Universal picture that never was released. It had starred Abbott and Costello, and they were Mummy's Boys. They were long distant relatives of like Amun Ra or whatever the fuck, and they find out when they're at the museum late at night when, you know, the mom's chasing the whole time, the mummy's chasing the whole time, ends up being their mother, and it's just like an oh shucks moment.
It seems like the alternate ending to Abbott and Costello Meet the Mummy.
Yes.
Abbott!
There's no mummies here, Lou.
All right, Dave, Mummy's Boys.
Okay. Mummy's Boys is a feature film, a very successful film as well, about the evil children of Tutankhamun that really, really love their mummy. And they're out to run amok in the streets of Egypt, skateboarding and generally getting into mischief, but this is their story of their rise to fame when they went to Hollywood.
I like giggling at your own thing.
I like that.
Financed as well by the government of the USA.
It's like the Egyptian Little Rascals.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing.
It's a documentary based on the Arab Spring.
Yeah. All right. The proper answer is two guys go to Egypt to check out a curse.
That's what I... Right.
Close enough to Brian's. I'm going to give Brian the point, and I like your answer the best. So Brian gets the point.
Nice.
That's actually a shemp.
No, that app.
Is that what Costello too?
Yeah, Costello used to.
There's no mummies here, Lou.
What's wrong with you? You used to always hit him. I always. like not like Three Stooges hit, but like viciously smack him around. I always found that fun. Final question of the game. Jillian, I believe you start this round. In Manteno, Illinois, it is against the law to drop...
Drop the bass?
No. What do they call it?
Just treble.
Just treble.
Yeah.
What's that horrible music? No dubstep here. Dubstep.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You can't drop the bass there. Yeah. They don't want that. It's a good white community. You can't drop basses around here.
Don't even think about dropping that bass. Brian.
Totally addicted. What was it again?
In Manteno, Illinois, it is against the law to drop.
Stop and open up shop.
Yes.
What?
Well,
the
done.
Rough Riders are not welcome no. at all.
All I know is pain. All I feel is rage. What?
That's what we sing to Lil Coco when she goes to sleep.
Did you see the movie Top 5?
No, with Chris Rock, right?
Remind me to tell you about
I
it
heard
after
it was
this
pretty
show.
Good, though,
there's a great DMX moment in that. Dave, you're up.
He's holding the fucking the boom mic.
No, I'll tell you, Chris Rock gets arrested, mm-hmm. and DMX is in the next cell. He's like, "What are you doing here?" He's like, "Don't you read the papers? I live here." No, that's he's like, "I was in prison, and all of a sudden I heard this noise, and you just see him in the jail cell, and you're." All right, Dave, in Manteno, Illinois, it is against the law to drop what?
A deuce without saying what a doozy immediately.
what a doozy. What a doozy.
Classic British courtesy.
Courtesy flush, what a doozy.
Yeah.
I say we institute this law.
Yeah.
It's to make people aware that they may need to clear the space.
Yeah. What a doozy. We gotta get out of here. And Lou, finally to you, in Manteno, Illinois, it is against the law to drop what?
Surprised Brian didn't say this.
Fucking Lowe's!
Oh, damn! That's a callback from weeks ago.
He can't drop fucking Lowe's.
God damn. All right. Man. Now I'm going to talk you through my my point giving here.
Okay.
I was leaning towards Brian, but Brian, you're out of the game like points-wise. You can't overtake him on this last question.
That's not why I should
get
the point.
But you get a kind of a spiritual point on that. Like, there's a point there, but mathematically it doesn't matter. But you're already in third.
Do we have a tie for first?
We have a tie for first.
Okay, that's why you're giving that more points. All right.
So I'm giving this point to which of the two. So I'm between our two front runners, Lou and Dave, mm-hmm. for what a doozy, or dropping fucking loads. Fuck.
So do I tie them with that point?
No, you are 1 point behind.
I forget that. I don't care.
That's what I mean. No. So we might as well make this the tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Brian? What would you go with?
War with you again?
What a doozy. When you drop a poo.
What was losing again?
Drop a fucking
Everyone lips. Giggles as soon as they hear that one.
Oh, Jesus.
That's true.
I mean, Luke, I mean, he knows what I find funny, and it is dropping fucking loads. It's like hard for me to like kill Dave because he doesn't know.
But he hasn't been through the anals of the show. Yeah. It's not his fault.
The anals, huh?
The anals?
Yes, the anals of the show.
You know what? I gotta keep it to dropping fucking loads got me.
Jillian, your thoughts?
Dropping loads, unfortunately, I have to go with it.
Dropping loads it is.
Fucking loads.
I wasn't sure if I was going to win that.
Jillian.
The only reason why I didn't want to give it to you, and that's why I gave it to you, was because you brought back something that we were saying.
It's a great callback.
Right. So I was like, but it's still, I have to give it. Dropping fucking loads is my shit.
So strong answers in this whole game from everyone here. Jill, sorry, fourth place. Right. Brian in third. Mm-hmm. Dave, strong showing up until that last point. You were front runner, and Lou brought it this fucking week.
Went from a goose egg to...
You went from goose egg last week to running the table.
I started at the bottom, now I'm here.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, why don't we take a quick break?
Yep.
Word from our sponsors.
Word.
Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hello, this is Satan. The Lo-Fi Show asked me to do a promo for them. See, as it seems like they're destined to be spending a lot of time with me in the future, I happily obliged. Do you like the devil's music? Take a listen to this. Are you ready for some hedonistic fun?
Come is sexy.
Hey, baby. You want to hear about the day in cum?
It's raining cum.
Cum is your best friend.
Cum is the only thing I've got left.
That is not true. I have never farted cum.
I'm cum drunk.
Are you tired of podcasts that are filled with latent homosexuality? There will be none of that at the Lo-Fi Show. Tony B and Matt are men's men in the world of podcasting.
Let's go eat some penis.
How big is your dick when you can actually serve more than one person?
If I just happen to be laying down and all of a sudden I have this fucking dick shoved in my mouth.
Shut up, I can't swallow it, asshole.
You fag.
Would you rather have it go into your mouth or your eye?
My mouth. It feels like it's this big old lump of meat down my throat. Anal.
Good old-fashioned butt fucking.
Butt fucking like they used to do in the 70s.
Go to thelofishow.com. Follow them on Twitter at thelofishow. Listen to them on iTunes, Stitcher, or anything that plays your favorite podcasts. Do it now. Satan commands you.
Hi, this is Black Man for the Darkest Hour. So you might be thinking, Black Man, is this your darkest hour? I wouldn't quite say that. I'm black. So, my darkest hour is 24 hours a day. So, what exactly is the darkest hour? Is it that point in time in your life where you realize that you're canceling your gym membership and you still have bitch tits? Or is it that point where you're at a strip club by yourself, staring down deep inside of a stripper's booty hole? Or is it a podcast where we talk about relationships, technology, and much more? It is up to you to decide, my friend. The darkest hour is on iTunes and Stitcher.
That was beautiful.
It's very emotional. Yeah. Very emotional trailer.
Wow, start contemplating your life and the choices you're making.
I want to listen to that.
You know, I wanted to I wanted to play Black Man's because he was the very first one to submit music for the upcoming event.
Well, when is that actually? When are we actually going to do that?
We're doing like 2 months.
2 months, all right.
Give a little time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, let's. I'm like a little stirred from that. That was...
I know, it's beautiful. It's
okay. It was almost poetic being alone in a strip club, like, staring down a stripper's booty hole.
You know, see, you, like, you get really deep. You're like, oh my god, what am I doing with my life? And then he throws in booty hole, and you're just like, ah, that's funny. Yeah. I'm cool.
he's a black man who loves his booty, like, you know.
booty everywhere.
It's a big part of his show, and. The other show he's on, The Offensive One.
I'm going to actually take this time to actually ask one more question of Dave. Across the pond, are you guys more booty or breasts?
It's definitely a lot of concentration on the breasts at the moment. Have you read about that Jodie Cunningham woman?
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
There's this lady who basically she demanded on the NHS that they give her really, really big tits, because apparently that's what makes a woman, though.
What a patriot.
And eventually, the taxpayer is paid for it, and she doesn't give a crap that she's pissed off a lot of people. So that just that it's all over the news all the time about her enticing people, like writing, like, oh, they pay for it again, £4,000, thank you, NHS. She had a celebration cake saying thank you, NHS, I believe.
Hmm. I could have get down if I knew about taxes more if I knew they were going to breast augmentation. I feel that's all.
I just like knowing that somewhere in the world, the tits are still being given their due. Mm-hmm. Because here in the States,
oh, yeah, they are.
It's just butts, butts, butts.
You know what? I think it's largely because tits don't have their own dance, do they?
Only butts because,
do.
Because,
a lot of dances.
Yeah.
But can you imagine what would happen if a rapper or an R&B singer came out with a song about her boobs? Like, it's just too obvious. That's why we've been celebrating the butts. It's less obvious.
We've had 10 solid years of booty music.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Let's get back to what's really important.
Listen, I have both, so I'm fine Titties. With either.
Titties are...
I mean, like, do you even know any song about titties? Like, exclusively titties? Because there are songs exclusively about butt.
Oh, I thought of one, but it's British. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Who's Who. They did a song called Squeeze Box.
Hmm. Is that what that's about? I always thought it was about
Mama got a squeeze box he wears on her chest.
Oh. There it
and
is.
Daddy plays all night. He doesn't get no rest.
I mean, like, rap songs that go back to, like, the early 90s at least.
I like big tits and I cannot lie.
And Rump Shaker, you remember that joint?
I like them hang down to their thighs.
Yeah.
No, the closest thing I come up with, unfortunately, it features both the booty and the boobs. It's ass and titties.
Ass.
Yeah, but that's an overall, but, like, you just can't think of really anything.
That's just focused just on tits, boobs. Yeah.
Just hits. There's a song called Titty Meat.
There what? Is?
No, it's played.
There should be a song called Titty Meat.
Yeah, it's copyright painted black. Coming out this summer.
All right, put that on the list. Yeah. The old painted black to-do list.
Mm. Dropping this summer, painted black, Titty Meat, Eastern Long Island, pick it up.
It'll premiere at the end of our Muppet film.
Yeah. Right after the...
Just for the kids.
That'd be great if we did a Muppet movie and at the end it played Titty Meat.
Yeah. Right. I like breast. Yay!
Right. Boobs are great!
Breast meat is the best!
Titty meat.
Alright, why don't we do some stupid people?
Alright.
Stupid people.
Alright, first stupid person of the day. We have Charles Abbott. He's in trouble. He lives in Colorado. He got into a little kerfuffle with his roommate, and there was a restraining order, protection order placed on him. What makes this story stand out is his choice of lawyer. This guy marched into court.
Saul.
And said, appointed, he appointed a stuffed owl as his lawyer.
Because they're the wisest beings on the planet.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah, exactly. They're perfect.
Did this fucker go to, like, Hogwarts or something?
The judge was like, you could do 1, 2, 3 years in prison.
He went to Hogwarts, Oxford, and then Harvard.
I would have great faith in an owl for a lawyer, I think.
Me too.
Who did it?
It's like, I'm done with your puns, Al. You're fired.
Who do you think you are? He says...
Indubitably.
He says about the owl, he's a very sensitive guy, has law degrees from Yale, Harvard, and Stanford. I think he'll be able to represent me before a public defender comes online.
This man's obviously insane.
He named some big league colleges, though, the Ivy League.
The owl didn't graduate from any of those places.
Ivy League, though. He got his law degree from DeVry.
Yeah, did he? I was going to say, did he graduate from DeVry, though?
He got Harvard and Yale and Stanford, which is Ivy equivalent.
You're not a blue blood unless you've got your DeVry certification.
Hey, look, man, he started from the bottom, now he's here, right?
Did he get his certificate from ITT Tech? Like, come on.
Listen, I like to say
Tootsie Pop Institute.
Yeah.
This owl lawyer is no just high privileged owl lawyer. His wife is a pigeon. He's with the community.
He went to school with Harvey Birdman.
He does pro bono work for anyone who's in a 12-piece bucket of trouble.
Yes.
Okay, I'm writing that down. 12-piece bucket of trouble.
He also helps out anyone that's run afoul.
Yeah. Oh,
his half-sister is a chicken head. Just saying that. He comes from the streets.
Wow. You just want to talk down to this guy. Slander.
Not slander. I'm saying he's of the people who's worked his way up and he can represent the people.
It was like, he didn't say Cornell. I'm going to have to knock him down a peg.
All right. That was that whole story.
So it just didn't work at all, right?
No. The judge was like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Let's do a cautionary tale. Mm-hmm. Brian, I'm looking at you. All right. Not that you would, but if you were going to murder somebody, this is how you would get caught. There's a guy in D.C. He's on the lam. He murdered some people in their home. The way they caught him, he ordered Domino's while he was doing it.
Seriously, that's pretty much like I do. I love Domino's. I'd have it any time.
Well, then you need to be very careful as well. Mm-hmm. Because if you order pizza...
I'll do it anonymously in future.
If you love Domino's, you should come out here and see a live show, man.
Yeah. Imagine if Dexter did that. That was an awesome show.
If you order Domino's in the kill room?
Yeah, I mean, He took quite a surprise when Deb returned. I thought, imagine if it was the pizza guy. Oh, this was, my dad died, so.
One of the bags with the brick in him is all, like, the empty pizza boxes.
Is it my dark passenger likes pepperoni?
I was going to say, like, instead of slides, it's a pepperoni.
It keeps pepperoni in its air conditioner.
Place always smells like an Italian joint.
The little ice box thing that's not got a dead body in it, it's got a pizza ready to be reheated. Salami, some pepperoni.
It's got a fucking DiGiorno in there.
It's not delivery.
A couple of cold buns next to one or two of the legs, you know, nicely squeezed in there.
You're talking like bro Dexter, like.
Yeah. My kind of dudes.
I gotta finish this killing so I could go home, watch some Entourage.
Oh, yeah!
You actually, if he had DiGiorno, it wouldn't be a problem with this whole Domino's
thing.
No,
what actually happened, it's not what you think. It's not that the delivery guy turned Lou on him and started snitching.
No, the receipt, snitching. It was the receipt.
He did it!
It was the fucking receipt, wasn't it?
No, it was they found the pizza crust in the garbage and were able to extract DNA from it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what, he dipping it in their blood?
He was
a sloppy
eater, apparently.
No, he left
I want to say he was dipping it in their blood.
That's almost as dumb as leaving the cigarette butts and the chewing gum behind as
thank
a certain
you
other serial killer.
Exact same principle.
Don't you watch CSI, dummy?
Wasn't that the end? Wasn't that one of the ends of the Clue movies that there was like a lipstick on a cigarette or something like that?
Probably.
No, that was Roger Rabbit, right?
Yeah. Was it?
Right, wasn't it lipstick on one of the glasses?
Another awesome film.
That's a great one.
You know, the British, they know how to get away with murder by now, you know? Like, 100 years of Sherlock Holmes, they're like, all right, we know what not to do now.
Right? Don't be Professor Moriarty. You're pretty much all right.
And don't do this.
Next motherfucker that makes a move in here is getting pizza in the face. Actually, Batman was catching hell from us about being like kind of a lackluster detective. What about Sherlock Holmes? He only has one guy.
No, he had a bunch of people.
He had the network of bums.
It was.
Oh, you're talking about his villains?
Yeah.
Well, he had his nemesis.
Like,
what
do you say? Watson's like, it's Moriarty, Sherlock. It's Moriarty, man. It's always Moriarty.
Moriarty wasn't behind a lot of those plots.
All of them, dude. Just why don't we check out Moriarty? I don't care what the case is about. Let's go there first.
Right. It's a serial rapist. Moriarty got a little horny lately, obviously, and it's him. Let's just go to him.
I didn't read that book.
What you're saying is Moriarty may be behind releasing bees,
right?
Yes.
Like he could also be the one plaguing our Redways.
Right. Yeah, she did say horny.
No, that's a little too just brutal for Moriarty. He's more of like spectacular villain, not just like.
Just imagine him running around like hee.
Moriarty's. I want to say Moriarty. Anyone with the name Moriarty is not an anonymous rape killer.
I said rape.
He's the man behind the curtain.
Yeah.
All right, next story. Belgium. How important is Twitter?
Very important.
Absolutely not important.
How important?
It rules some people's lives.
And these are the people who can now buy for €1 a lottery ticket that would earn them 25,000 new followers.
Oh, stupid.
€1?
€1 will buy.
I would do that if I was promoting something.
Here's the thing.
I've got a golden ticket.
Here's the thing. they're not.
Bots.
They're all bots.
Yeah.
Right.
They're not real people.
It's just more to have like the illusion of popularity.
Exactly.
It's actually another one of those things that exists on Facebook. People who make groups and make them want to look really cool and interesting straight away. There are these pages you can go to that will automatically create Facebook accounts and go straight to your stuff and like it or join it or anything like that.
How important is fake internet popularity? It's obnoxious.
Well, for someone like
there's those other websites as well where you can get fake clippets from fake wikis with your name in there instead of somebody else's.
I'm sorry.
Waka waka.
I've been very distracted because Brian's got a Fozzie Bear Muppet over there that is rubbing its nipples.
It has syphilis in its mouth, or chlamydia. I can't see what it
he
is.
He has the herpes.
It's very he's distracting.
He's got herpes in his mouth. Don't you see it?
All right. Anyway, let's get back to the story. So yeah, you get 25,000 fake Twitter followers. This isn't like a government lottery. This is one guy who made these tickets. There's about 1,000 of them. You get them for €1, and it's stupid.
I definitely agree.
It's crazy.
Next story.
Yeah.
You earn your internet followers like I did, the old-fashioned way, by showing your boobs.
Does anybody know who Little Tony is?
No.
Yeah, man. I think he is a drug dealer in the Pink Projects.
Little Tony is a relatively unknown crooner An Elvis-style Italian singer, popular in Great Britain and Italy in the late 50s and 60s.
So Dave might have known about
Dave, you ever hear of Little Tony?
Oh, yeah, we know each other here. All of us do.
Personally. He had Little Tony over for dinner the other night.
We call him Uncle Tony.
He likes his beer cold. You know?
Well, an Italian bakery is now... I'm facing a lawsuit for some reason. It's stupid when
a
you...
A fucking lawsuit?
It says on the bottom. I'll get there. Jesus. Because they misheard a request for a cake for a 9-year-old girl's birthday party. Why would a 9-year-old girl want a My Little Tony cake? It's beyond me.
Obviously, Pony would be the one that she was asking for.
Yes. But the cake is hysterical. It has an old, like, headshot of Little Tony on it.
I would actually like a birthday cake with old crooners on it. Like, yeah. A Dean Martin cake? It tastes like olives and martini.
No.
I would just somehow try to swindle that one for free and have them make the My Little Pony cake as well, and then just take that one for myself.
Yeah, yeah, I'll pay for the cake. Let me have the Little Tony cake.
I had a My Little Pony cake for my...
30th birthday?
No. First grade. So I was like 9. I was about the age, like 9, 8 years old. If you showed up with that at my birthday party instead, I'd be like, what the heck? And by the way, it was at Pizza Hut, so it would have been in theme to have a crooner there.
I want
to
say, what would a My Little Pony cake, what would be the flavor of that? It's like too many like neon colors for me.
No,
to, like,
it's just drinking vanilla. Inside is just vanilla and chocolate.
Chocolate? Black and white inside? You think it's like... Strawberry, yeah, strawberries. For sure. It's a lot of berries.
It's a fruity fucking cake.
It tastes like Box Skittles.
It's like Fruity Pebbles.
That is a fruity cake. That sounds interesting.
But the Little Tony cake has got like penne in there.
Rigatoni.
It's got a full fill in the marinara.
It's made with ricotta cheese.
90% meat sauce.
Dummies. It's canola.
Hidden drug stash in the middle.
Thank you, Jillian.
Dummies.
All right, dummy. It's called casada.
Whatever. Sicilian.
All right. Are we glancing over that Dave just made the generalization that all Italians do drugs and shit?
They don't do drugs. They sell drugs to blacks.
He's like,
she's got her head on her shoulders right there. Yeah, that's what we do.
There's a kilo inside the cake.
To be fair, I got a contact high walking in your house.
Marijuana is not a drug. That is a plant.
Whatever. You gotta like make a drug. You gotta cook it up.
Yeah.
Cook it up. I guess if you bake it and make edibles.
Crack.
She said marijuana.
Oh, marijuana.
No, we're talking about... No. That's why marijuana's not a drug.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, Dave, what is the UK stance on drugs over there? Like, especially, like, nice drugs like marijuana.
Unfortunately, they're still against them.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I was talking about the people, but obviously not the government.
Oh, the people, you know, I don't think I know a single person that doesn't, to be honest. Some's got a little fix that they enjoy here, but secretly, like, because the law says it's wrong, they're all like, no, it's wrong.
Well, you know, they're like a stone's throw away from Amsterdam.
I know, that's the odd thing, because everyone goes there on holiday as well. Like, we're all sitting here like, drugs are bad, now let's go to Amsterdam.
But Dave,
good over there.
Dave, didn't Amsterdam pass those rules that if you're an out-of-towner, you can't partake in their legalized drugs?
No, because literally Amsterdam would sink into the ocean if that was the case.
No, me and Courtney freely partook in edibles the whole time.
Well, they tried. They thought
of it. Space cakes, like a motherfucker.
Yeah? How'd you handle it?
It hit me like a ton of bricks out of nowhere.
Fuck yeah, it did, because I remember last time you were over here, you were hitting the old pipe, and you were like, you just cough for like 10 hours, and all of a sudden you're like, wow, that was really in there.
Well, you know what? That day, it wasn't just that. We had the THC shot in a drink. We were smoking it, and I'm pretty sure I had half like a half a cookie, too.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So it was very
like
you are one adventurous man. When you try it, you don't just try it.
This is the buffet, the cornucopia of marijuana is what you.
He's like, all right, I'll give it a shot. Where's the buffet? Like,
at the end of that night, he was more THC than man.
But you know what? I didn't barf for nothing. I just took a nap and I was straight.
Yesterday, me and friend of the show, Brad, he does shitty TV, like...
reality shows?
Yeah, reality shows. Like, that's
okay. He works.
He works.
Like, he works for shitty TV. And I was like, bro, here's a shitty TV that's like, it's like you're like, you can't watch, but it's like, you gotta watch it because it's so fucked up. Imagine a reality TV show where it's just about spousal abuse and they just like, they don't stop it. They're just like, pop, 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 pop.
They just show it?
Yeah, they just show it. And it's like, people, I bet you'd be number one rated show, but everyone would be like, that's fucked up.
Oh, yeah, I'd watch.
People would watch. Say
I'd watch. Everyone would watch.
It would have to be like a HBO.
It'd be mad
special.
Not to.
So wait, what you're...
Bravo. And then Andy Cohen gets interviewed by people at the end.
Wait, Brian, basically what you propose is you want cops, but before the cops show up.
Yes.
Mm. I like it.
Like a wife slowly poisoning her husband.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Discovery ID and cops.
A man just slapping around a woman. Just like, you know, shit like that. Shit that you haven't seen before, but you know about.
Maybe the criminals get away with it.
They always get away with it. They're constantly getting away with it.
Except for the ones who go to Domino's.
Well, I'll tell you what. The ones that robbed that bank in London, they definitely did not call in Domino's. Apparently, like, the place was shut down for bank holiday. These guys managed to tunnel in and break into the vault and take specific safety deposit boxes.
Now, quick question.
Wonder what was in there.
I did read that.
Question, Dave. Was Jason Statham involved in that?
No, but had he been, I think it would have been a very different situation entirely. Apparently, the bank manager in charge was on holiday when he found out about it, and everyone was like, you've got to come back. He was like, no, finishing my holiday. I'm coming back.
I actually...
I don't care how many millions were stolen from my business. I can wait.
I was actually close to including that one, and I think they ended up getting caught because...
They get caught?
Yeah, because the father and son, they didn't ditch England or wherever they're from. They just stood there, and they were arguing so loud about the heist they just pulled, their neighbors just called the cops.
Listen here, you little twat.
Then,
I told you we were going to do it this way.
Yeah, toss spot.
And then like a week later, after having argued... After having argued for like a week, the cops came through. Were like, we heard you guys robbed a bank. Like,
no,
is that true?
No.
I imagine them out in the middle of the street in their neighborhood, like a small suburb of England, London, just yelling, "You know that bank we just robbed, eh?" And just yelling, "You know how we drove up in the Chrysler?"
That was a really good heist we just pulled.
Right. No good heist, unless you've got a mini waiting outside for you and you're ready to say the quote.
They were out in their backyard smoking cigars, laughing like Saget. Yeah.
We just stole £15.2 million or whatever the fuck.
It took me a second to realize what Saget you were talking about. Street Fighter Saget, not Bob Saget.
They weren't even that mad that they robbed the bank. They were just like, this fucking guy won't stop hollering over there.
It's nothing but laughing and some guy going, woohoo.
They stole
driving
the lucky...
back around the scene of the crime. Just going, lucky.
They stole a lucky dime?
Yeah.
Returning and pointing and laughing. That was their downfall.
Right. Going to their local bank, exchange money for coins, pouring the coins loudly into their empty ditch of a pool in their backyard and swimming in it. That's what got
I'm shocked. I'm shocked they didn't get caught by Twitter or like Facebook. Like, was it status?
Google Earth? Yeah.
Status just robbed the bank.
Google Earth.
Google Earth.
Somebody Googles the address of the bank and it's just a picture of them like holding it up.
Their Facebook status was just robbed a bank.
Boom.
Money.
Hashtag our address.
Facebook status.
hashtag when we'll be home. Bung, hashtag our dreams that you call beforehand for
Facebook
us.
Facebook status, riding dirty.
All right. Well, speaking of criminals, thieves specifically, we have a young man, 18-year-old from Northeast Ohio, who robbed a house. As the cops showed up to like check out the situation, he had already made off. He was gone. He was leaving.
He absconded.
He was walking down the street. Cops stopped him. They're like, "Hey, what are you doing?" He goes, "I'm just walking home from school." And they were like, "Okay, go ahead." Until he realized he forgot his hat at the scene of the crime.
And he was quoted as saying, "Do what diddy dum diddy do."
There he was, just walking down the street. That was another thinker. So anyway, he's walking down the street. Cops let him go. He goes, "Shit, I forgot my hat." He goes back to the crime scene, taps a cop on the shoulder and goes, "Have you seen my hat? It's like a red hat." And it was in the house. So guess who they arrested?
Huh. A guy with a red hat.
Indiana Jones, this guy is not going back for his hat.
Right. Damn, what way to be a fucking typical minority.
Way to squeal on yourself, man.
Yeah. It's if I robbed a place and was like, "I did it!
It was me!"
Hashtag, where's my hat?
Right.
All right, we got another one here. Another thief. A 26-year-old man, his girlfriend got arrested. And in order to make bail, he went next door to the credit union and robbed that.
Well, did he make the bail?
While dressed oddly like Charlie Chaplin.
Or Hitler, we can't tell.
Or Hitler. No, he put on a bowler cap, a wig, and a fake beard.
Oh, that's clearly
and
Charlie
he looks
Chaplin.
Weirdly Charlie Chaplin, no?
Yeah.
He looks more like Walt Whitman.
If Charlie Chaplin was
drunk Whitman.
Off his ass.
I have a question. The beard. When he held him up, did he pull up like cards because he wasn't speaking because it was a silent film theme? Because that would make my
he
dad.
He passed him notes.
I doubt he ran with the theme.
There was a local lady here who apparently robbed a bank and got caught immediately after playing the slots next door in one of the gambling places.
And by next door, he means immediately.
Did he gamble away the evidence?
She was giving it her best shot, apparently, trying to money launder that money, I guess.
Or is he the only guy to ever get caught with two bags with money symbols on them?
Yeah, dollar signs.
He's wearing a striped
imagine
shirt.
Having to tag that evidence. Yep, another one, and another quarter, and another quarter. Yep, and there's another quarter.
That's right.
It's like a while.
If you rob a joint, you got to play roulette.
Yeah, put it all on black.
Yeah.
If you lose, you're like, you can't get caught at that point.
Exactly.
Like, I didn't rob anything.
Where's your evidence?
All right, we got one more here. Mm-hmm. This is a sad story of two people in love who are now dead.
Kermit and Miss Piggy.
Romeo and Juliet.
Exactly.
Very Romeo and Juliet-ish. They died because they were fucking in their car.
They didn't roll the windows down?
Oh.
And they didn't roll
That's
the windows
dangerous,
down.
Dangerous, man.
They had an exhaust leak, and they didn't roll the windows down. And, yeah.
By the way, I imagine that if they did come to fruition, it was the best fruition that they ever had.
I hope they came to fruition, because that's a way to go out.
Yeah.
The girl didn't realize that anything was wrong, because he blew his load and passed out. As
usual.
And, you know, she's just like, oh, well, go with the flow, I guess. And she took a nap, too, and they both died.
Yeah, they found him sleeping in the car. So apparently they got a little drowsy, so.
Well, they found him dead in the car.
Well, they fell asleep from the CO2.
Well, you said they found him sleeping.
Well, they found him in, like, sleepy position.
Like, dead?
Yeah. Dead.
How did they know that they'd just been,
They woke
dead,
up
they were dead.
Dead
tired, you could say.
They woke up dead, sweetheart.
What I'm reading here is that they had fallen asleep from it. That's what I was trying to say.
I heard that they had to wait on a long line to get like a manual that was kind of like stereo instructions.
I don't get that.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I didn't get it either.
Oh, okay. Beetlejuice.
They didn't realize they were dead. Right, it was a bad one. Whatever.
They were in the waiting room with the shrunken head witch doctor.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, is that Elvis?
Cut that one out. Not his best. Funny, but just too obscure.
All right, so
I liked where you were going with it. And that's it for us. We're done. We're good.
There you go.
Anything else anyone want to add?
We are Paint It Black is a comic book company first, and we actually renewed our booth 583 at Comic-Con. We'll be there with all of our comics, a couple new ones. Kaz is doing Southern Comfort, and that should be done in time.
Yep.
Pete's currently working on
Night of Redemption.
Night of Redemption. And, we have all of our old ones. We have Lou is, I wrote it. I don't remember the name of it. Hand of God. And we have Pete's first one also, Lessons Learned.
And we also have a runoff of Seventh Fears from last year.
Yes, yeah, so we're going to have, actually, well, if Dave, if you're listening, you're not invited because you asked for mad tickets and don't come. Right.
Dave's not listening to
Not
our...
this Dave, not British Dave.
No, not British Dave. British Dave. If you want a ticket, you can have a ticket, like 10 tickets. I don't care.
Yeah.
But you.
I'll have 20 tickets then. That seems like a reasonable number.
No, our friend last year, he wrote, he's the author of the Seventh Fear. He asked me for literally on Sunday, like 3 tickets. I gave him 3 tickets. He didn't even show. And I was like, what the fuck, man? But this year you'd meet all of our artists, Lou Figueroa. Pete Berg, Danielle, I don't remember her last name, but Danielle.
Abiola.
She's the chick of the crew, Abiola, and Kaz.
At R2-D2 Girl.
Star
2-D2.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, you can see all of us down there. Come early in the day, we will be more coherent.
Mm-hmm. I won't. If I'm there, I will not be coherent.
And there's a chance we might have some popcorn popping.
Oh, man, you know what?
Follow the smell of popcorn.
Yeah, I asked them if they were going to have the popcorn maker over there, and the guy's like, what?
Yeah. We had a popcorn vendor right next to us last year. So for 3 days, I smelled of popcorn.
As awesome as buttered popcorn is, it was getting on my nerves. It was pretty bad.
And boy, do I hope the people across from us with the shitty music re-up that booth.
No, they're dead, actually. They were killed for lack of awesomeness.
Okay.
It was a Japanese thing. Well,
welcome to Brian's America. You can be killed for lack of awesomeness.
It's called the Purge. Like anything that
you
sucks,
lack awesome.
Well, actually, instead of just killing poor people like the Purge, if it was like the Purge starts and you just killed anything that sucked, how awesome would that be? Like,
yeah.
First thing I would do is head over to the Bravo network and
start
blowing
no.
apps everywhere.
No.
Boom, boom. Anyone that came out of any door.
Fine. I go over to ESPN and I counterattack. You just started a war.
You're going to go to the ESPN? I mean, there's some soldiers over there.
That's true.
Yeah, we got Shaw's over on Bravo, so get ready for that.
I want to watch this asshole. Fight because I hate them both. I want to watch this street fight go down.
Right.
It's a bunch of fit athletes and old white guys talking about them versus the gays.
Pete Beasley is a winner either way in this situation.
I win. I'll be over here with Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network is always good.
Yeah, we like Cartoon Network.
I love me some Cartoon.
Dave, do you have anything to promote over there across the pond?
Anything to promote?
Yeah.
No, we don't have anything fun here in Britain.
No, but you.
Britain, more you in specific.
Oh, me? Well, I will promote ugxmods.com, which is a website I'm a site admin on, which is for all your custom modern Call of Duty content. Everybody making wonderful maps. It's really good over there. People should check that out.
Oh, yo, you actually do that for Call of Duty?
I do, yep. I'm working on a couple of maps at the moment. One of them's a remap of one of the maps that were in World of War.
I'm actually using the Call of Duty and more of the zombies. What's the deal with the Easter eggs in that game where like I have to do so much convoluted shit to get like almost nothing?
Me and Lou think they created them just to challenge and annoy us because they know that we'll keep on doing them. But you know, you should see some of the custom stuff that people come up with. My friend Stevie Wonder 87 has redone one of the campaign levels from Modern Warfare 2, the oil rig one, and he's redone that as a zombie map, and he's recently given it to Mr. JD Dalek to play, so you can check out videos of that there. That's really good. Really, really good map.
One more time, Dave, what's the website called?
That website is called ugxmods.com, so that's ugx-mods.com.
Yeah, if you like Call of Duty, check it out.
Awesome, man. Yeah. And as for us, you can follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics, like us on Facebook. Check us out on every goddamn thing that has podcasts on it. Mm-hmm. And Dave, thanks so much for coming on.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
One more time, in the second week of October, at a little thing called New York Comic Con. Check us out at booth 583.
Mm-hmm. And tell them Painted Black sent you.
Mm-hmm. You will get nothing for it.
You will get nothing but our admiration.
Mm-hmm. High fives.
And Jillian, thank you for popping in.
My pleasure.
So, for myself and Brian and Lou, close the door behind you.
Destroy, 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 dest